get kind of dirty.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Truly to thank the Lord for his goodness to us and his mercy extended unto us. Thank God for all that he has done for us. And each and every one of you that's here today under the sound of my voice, thank you. It's good to have Sister Blake back home and Brother Maurice back home. It's good to be back home.
Amen.
Thank you for your prayers.
That's right.
I wouldn't leave home without them. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for that. And we got Sister Holmes on, Sister Lillian, and we just thank God for everybody, all the saints being out today and the children being, young people being out. Let me call them young people now, young people being out. We thank God for that and his grace and his mercy, because truly he has been so good to us,
thank you.
So let us look to the Lord for a brief word of prayer to begin our service, and trusting the Lord, others are on their way, and ask God's traveling mercies for them over the highways so they make it here safely. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Yeah.
Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we truly want to thank you again for another privilege and opportunity to call upon your precious and holy name. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for all that you have done for us throughout this past week, dear Heavenly Father. Even on last night, Lord God, you allowed us to lie down and get a good night's rest, dear Father. And then you woke us up this morning, clothed in our right mind. You've given us the activity and use of our limbs. You've blessed us, dear Heavenly Father, with a reasonable portion of health and strength and well-being. And for this, we truly want to say thank you, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for your hand of love. Thank you for your mercy extended unto your people this day, dear Father. We ask a special prayer and blessing be upon all those who are sick and shut in this day, Lord God. We have an entire list, dear Father, of names, Lord God, of ones, dear Lord, their loved ones that are sick and shut in, and they need, dear Heavenly Father, your healing touch. We know that our dear sister Lillian, Lord God, is not feeling well in her body, but we thank you, Lord God. She's getting the care that is needed. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for this dear sister. And Lord, we're looking for her strength to come back, dear Heavenly Father, looking for all that you're going to do for her, Lord God, so that she can be back in the house of the Lord. And we thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for your blessings upon Sister Lillian. Ask that you would continue to be her guide and her direction and the strength she so desperately stands in need of. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Holmes, Lord God, being on this morning, and ask your continued blessings upon this dear sister. Thank you, Lord God, for the care that she receives from her children that allows her, Lord God, to be able to live in her home, dear Heavenly Father. Ask your continued blessings upon our dear sister Holmes in a mighty way, Lord God. Remember her children likewise, dear Heavenly Father, grandchildren and great grands. Father, we just thank you for this dear sister and ask your continued blessings be upon her. Father God in heaven, likewise, we thank you for Sister Carol being here this morning and ask your continued blessings upon her. No doubt in our mind, dear Father, she may have a request or two, but Father, we're just going to give a general prayer for her, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would remember her, Lord God. Likewise, Sister Regina, dear Father, thank you for her being out this morning. Ask your continued blessings upon this dear sister. Ask that you would be her guide and her direction and the strength she so desperately stands in need of. Father, we pray, Lord God, a special prayer from Sister Webb, dear Heavenly Father. Haven't heard from her this morning, but, oh, Father, we know, Lord God, that Sister Webb always gives you the praise and gives you the glory for what you are doing, Lord God. We heard her testimony on Wednesday. We heard, Lord God, her progress report that she gave to us, Lord God, and we thank you for how you are blessing, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would continue to bless the Webb family in every way they stand in need of, dear Heavenly Father, and we know that Sister Webb will give you the praise, the glory, and the honor due your name. Father God in heaven, thank you for Brother Jackson being out this morning, Brother Reggie and Brother Levester. We thank you for these dear brethren and ask your continued blessings upon them. Continue to look down upon them with favor. We know, Lord God, they're still going through their hour of bereavement, dear Father, over the loss of a loved one, dear Father. But we know, dear Father, you have carried them this far. We know, dear Heavenly Father, you can carry them on, dear Heavenly Father. And so we're thanking you for that. Ask that you would continue to remember our young people who are here today, Lord God, and thank you for them being out, dear Father. Thank you for allowing us to hear, Lord God. They are listening, dear Father. They're receiving your word, dear Father. Oh, each question that Sister Blake asked them this morning in Sunday school, Lord God, one or two of the children were answering it, Lord God, in its entirety, dear Heavenly Father, and remembering those things. And we thank you, Lord God, because they were attentive this morning. Ask that you would bless and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Remember them in their home. Remember their parents, dear Father. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for Sister Smith being here this day, and ask continued blessings upon her and her family, Lord God. Remember her desire, dear Heavenly Father, she has before your throne of grace, Lord God, and ask that you would remember her loved ones who are out of the ark of safety. Father, thank you for Sister Melita being here this morning in the media room and running the media, dear Heavenly Father. We don't take that for granted, Lord God. She's drawing in souls, dear Heavenly Father, to hear the word of God, and we thank you for that. Thank you for all the souls who are listening in, dear Heavenly Father, and ask a special prayer and blessing be upon them. Father God in heaven, remember in a special way Sister Sanders in Florida, dear Heavenly Father. Ask your continued blessings upon her and her home and her household, dear Father. Remember her companion. Remember her daughters and her grandchildren, Lord God. Likewise, we pray a special prayer upon Sister Ferris Day and her family, Lord God. We understand, dear Father, there were some things yesterday, Lord God, that needed prayer, Lord God, for James and others, dear Father. Ask that you would remember them, dear Father, in a mighty, mighty way. Thank you for Sister Ferris Day and ask your continued blessings upon her. Likewise, we pray, dear Father, remember Sister Sandy and her family, Lord God, and ask your continued blessings be with them, Lord God. Continue to touch and heal them in body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Heavenly Father, we beg of thee. Oh, Father God, remember Sister Ruth this morning and ask your blessings upon her too, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, that she's able sometimes to listen in and ask that you would continue to bless her, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her son and her grandson, dear Heavenly Father, in a mighty way. Remembering Sister Marvinia, dear Father, there in New York, dear Father, and ask your blessings upon her. Remember her family likewise. Father, we just want to thank you, Lord God, because some of us have flown, dear Father, many, many miles, dear Father, over the last week or two, dear Father, and you've allowed us traveling mercies in the airway, Lord God, thank and we you, can't Lord. Thank you enough for that, dear praise Heavenly Father. God. You blessed us when we went through airports, dear Heavenly Father, blessed us when we were in other states, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, the crime rate is just as bad in some of these states as it is right here in central Ohio, Lord God, but we thank you, Lord God, that you kept us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Thank you, Lord God, we were armored up, dear Heavenly Father. We left out saved and we came back saved, dear Father. And we thank you for that. We ask in the precious name of Jesus that you remember all the families that are going through an hour of bereavement. And pray, Lord God, that you would remember some of our family members who are traveling today on their way back home to New York and New Jersey and Milwaukee, dear Father. Lord, many came from far, dear Heavenly Father. And we just thank you for that and ask that you would bless. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, you remember the saints who are on their way this morning to the house of God. Ask you grant traveling mercies over the highway. We pray, Lord God, for Shante Willis, Lord God. He said he would be here, Lord. We're looking for him to honor his word, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we're looking to see Mr. Dalton, dear Heavenly Father. We're trusting to see Sister Kiba, Lord God, out this morning. Remember Sister India, likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Pray a special prayer and blessing upon her and little infinity, Lord God. We just thank you for that. Oh, we ask in the precious name of Jesus that you remember us as the body of Christ, dear Father. Remember the Williams family, Lord God. We know that Brother Williams' mother-in-law hasn't been feeling well, and so we ask a special prayer and blessing upon them. Remember his companion. Remember his children, his daughters, Lord God. Oh, Father, there's so much to pray about and so much to be thankful for, dear Heavenly Father, because you truly have been so good to us, Lord God. We don't want to wait to just one day out of the week or one time of the year to say thank you, but we thank you every day for your grace and your mercy that's extended unto us, Lord God. You truly have been good to us, Lord God, and we can't thank you enough for that, dear Heavenly Father. As someone, as Sister India said, I believe it was on last Lord's Day when she was doing the closing prayer, she said, when we look down at the odometer in our cars, Lord God, we realize the many miles you have carried us, Lord God, without hurt, harm, danger, or any kind of accident. Lord, you've traveled us over these highways and byways, Lord God. You traveled us over airways, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord, we can't thank you enough for your goodness and mercy extended unto us. Oh, Father God in heaven, bless and be with us, dear Heavenly Father. Remember our president. Remember our world leaders, dear Heavenly Father. Remember the wars that are going on right now in Israel, Lord God. We realize, Lord God, they had ceasefire for so many days, and, Lord, they couldn't wait to get back to bombing, dear Father. Remember the souls, dear Heavenly Father, that are in these war-torn countries, dear Heavenly Father. Remember, Lord God, Brother Joseph and his family, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would speak to their hearts, Lord God. So much unrest. So much in our land, dear Heavenly Father. Remember those souls in Ukraine, likewise, the Russia war, dear Father. Oh, we're just praying, Lord God, for souls everywhere. Remember our Congress. Remember our judges, dear Heavenly Father, our police officers, dear Lord. Likewise, we're praying again, dear Father, we're lifting you up concerning this drug house across the street, Lord God. Oh, we're praying, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. We're not going to stop, Lord God. We're going to continue and consistent in prayer, dear Heavenly Father. Reminds me of the widow, dear Heavenly Father, when the judge, dear Heavenly Father, she was consistent, dear Heavenly Father, and you said men ought always to pray, and so, Lord, we're praying, dear Father. We're lifting this house up to you, dear Heavenly Father, because we know you're able to go in, dear Father. Even if the officers aren't able to get in the door, you're able to get in there, dear Father, and so we ask that you would bring it down, dear Heavenly Father. Remember those souls who are going in there, in and out, dear Heavenly Father, all hours of the day. Father God in heaven, we just pray for souls, lost souls everywhere, dear Father. Oh, Father, we can see it, dear Father, even in our travels, dear Father. And my reminded me, I shared with Sister Blake and Sister Smith this morning, dear Father, how it just reminded me of the words of Brother Maurice, dear Father, during our Bible study when he asked, what's on your mind? Is it God? And Lord God, I wondered that all weekend long while we were gone and watching people and seeing the things that were going on, what is on your mind? Even my cousin asked the question, what are people thinking about? And it made me think about that. Are they thinking about eternity? Are they thinking about where they will spend eternity? Help us, Lord God, as the people of God, to keep our mind focused on you. Help us to stay focused, dear Father. And help us to stay on the word of God. And help us to stay in the straight and narrow way. Thank you for Brother Byron, Lord God, our superintendent. Ask your continued blessings upon him. Good to see him this morning. We know he wasn't feeling well on Tuesday, but Lord God, you allowed him to be able to stay on the whole time, Wednesday, Lord God, and allowed him to stay on, dear Heavenly Father, to hear the word of God. And we thank you for that. And we know our dear brother will always give you the praise, the glory, and the honor due to your name, dear Father. Remember the saints, Lord God, who come out on Tuesday for prayer meeting. Thank you for the prayers that were rendered this past Tuesday, Lord God, and thank you for the prayers that are rendered throughout the week, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would honor our requests that are before the throne of grace. Now remember Sister Blake, thank you for her being home, Lord God, and ask your continued blessings upon her, Lord God. Be her guide and her direction and strength she so desperately stands in need of, Lord God. We're coming to another end of a year, dear Father, so we know she gets extremely busy, Lord God, with all the ins and outs of finances and trying to get things, you know, ready, dear Father. But we thank you for that and ask that you would bless her, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, likewise, remember her companion, Sister and Brother Maurice and Sister Laurentine downstairs with the young people, Lord God, and ask her continued blessings upon them. Ask that you would be with them in a mighty way. Remember Sister Millicent as she leads a devotional service. Bless her and be with her, Lord God. Give her the desires of her heart, dear Heavenly Father. Now, Father God in heaven, we just want to thank you and praise you this morning. Just thank you for being here. Thank you, Lord God, for your presence that has already been felt, dear Father, in this house of God, and ask that you would continue to bless your people everywhere, Lord God, not forgetting, dear Father, our dear brothers and sisters in Zanesville, our brothers and sisters in Xenia, our brothers and sisters all over this world, dear Father, this country, Lord God, as they gather in your name. Remember those who are in the mission fields, Lord God, and watch over them, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just thank you. Thank you this morning. Thank you for all that you have done and all that thou art doing. Help us to always be in your will, dear Heavenly Father. We'll be so careful this morning to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. 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 Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Shall we turn to page 223 and the worship of the Lord? 223, He is more.
Amen. God for his mercy. Thank God for his love to us. When we say he is Lord, we are just stating what is true. He is Lord. And we're told every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. And if we don't praise him, we're told the rocks will cry out. And we want to be better than rocks. For all that the Lord has done for us.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God. We are beings that God put a soul in us. Amen. And with that soul, we ought to obey him, love him, and serve him. And so we give God glory this morning for all his loving kindness. Glad, so glad to be in the house of God this morning. And we were away and missed everyone. And even as on last Lord's Day, as we listened by phone to the service, and I could, in my mind's eye, as they say, I could see where everyone was sitting. I heard voices that were so familiar, and it just made me smile because I thought, Lord, I'm worshiping with the saints.
Amen.
I might be on the phone, but I'm worshiping with the saints. And so I thank God to know that God was present with you and he was able to be with me too. So I thank God for your prayers while we were away. And truly God heard because he blessed us and he brought us back.
Amen.
So I'm just thankful to be in the house of God this morning. To know the love of God and the love of the saints.
Amen.
Amen. You go away and you come back and everyone is smiling and glad to see you. Amen. There was no, oh, is she back? No, it was none of that. It was, oh, so glad that you're back. And I'm so glad to be back. Amen. So thank God for all that he has done. And we ask that his presence be with us this day. We thank God even for the foregoing prayer, asking the Lord to direct in everything that is said and done this day. Amen.
1 Corinthians 15.
Thank you.
12-20.
Thank you. No, that's all right. Amen. Our responsive reading is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 12 through 20, giving honor to our pastor this morning as well. We thank God for her. We don't want to neglect to do that, giving honor to Pastor Jenkins, thanking God for blessing her to travel and to come back. Amen. Thank God for her. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 12 through 20. Amen. Thank the Lord. We're thankful for all who are online or on the phone this day. Thank God for each and every one who know the worth of hearing the word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12. Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead?
But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen?
And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain.
Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not.
For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised.
And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. You are yet in your sins.
Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished.
If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable.
Together. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Amen. Amen. I thank God for his word. How the word of God just refutes the naysayers. How the word of God says, but if what you say is true, then all these things cannot be true. But the truth of the word is that Christ is risen.
Yes.
Amen. And is alive forevermore. Praise our God. Amen. And we are not false witnesses of God, because we know that the Lord is truth.
Amen.
And there is no falseness in him. And we are true witnesses of God's power to give rebirth and renewal. Thank God for his goodness. Thank the Lord that we were dead in sin, even as that second chapter of Ephesians starts out, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Thank God for the quickening. Thank God for life in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. So glad, again, as we said, to be in the house of God and to be able to read his word, to be fed by his word, and also to offer up our prayers. And we thank God for the opening prayer. We know that the Lord gives us the privilege of bringing our prayer requests to him. So we're going to ask at this time if there are special requests, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Carol. Amen. Yes. Amen. Sister Carol said, remember her. Remember her family. Remember the bereaved families that are out there. She said there's so many that don't believe. And if through this, even through the bereavement, if God is able to open their eyes and draw some to him, then we just say, Lord, amen. Lord, have your way. Have your way, Lord. Your will be done. So remember Sister Carol's request. Amen.
Sister Blake, we truly want to thank the Lord, Sister Melissa and myself, for traveling mercies for our family. And continue to remember them much in prayer. And that my cousin's husband that's remaining, remember him in prayer. And remember all the family members that are traveling this day. And thank the Lord. And I sentiments to Sister Carol's request.
Yeah.
People need to be saved.
Yes.
And it's just sad to see how far
so-called Church of God have fallen.
Yes. Yes.
But Jesus said, I will build my church.
Yes.
The people have fallen, but the church is still standing.
Amen. Amen.
And it's standing. She's still standing for truth and righteousness and holiness.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God that people could see the difference in us. I mean, it was almost when we walked in a room, we could just see the eyes looking
mm-hmm.
over.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God that we still stand for truth and righteousness.
Amen.
We left here on Thursday saved, and we returned yesterday saved.
Amen.
And you didn't have to worry. We didn't do no bar hopping. We didn't do anything
Amen.
That was not of God. But we praised the Lord and studied and did everything. So we thank God for that and just ask that continue to let our light shine.
Amen.
Continue to let our light shine.
Amen. Amen. Thank God.
Not for us, but for people,
but for
to,
people
see
to see. Yes. Amen. Amen. Church of God. We're to be the Church of God. As you said, we have to let people see there's a difference between holy and unholy and unclean and clean. And righteousness and unrighteousness. Amen. Amen. And it's not just lip service. It's not just saying the word. It's not just a tradition of your family. It has an individual walk. Even as Brother Jackson often says, it's an individual walk. And we have to take that time to be holy. And it's not just claiming. But it's because of your great-grandpa was Church of God. That's not what it's about. And so we thank God that you let your light shine before others, even those who are claiming, who may be claiming to be Church of God, so that they can see the difference. They can see what they ought to be. They can see what God's standard is, not a standard that they might have set up. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for you. Are there other requests?
Keep my family in your prayer, by the way.
Amen.
Remember my wife, as I said to you, that, you know, you have a little thing to do.
Yes.
You haven't heard from an adjuster yet, but I guess they're busy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that, you know, rear end people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for his healing power. Amen. And continue to remember Brother Byron's family much in prayer. Remember his companion likewise. We're again thankful that they didn't suffer repercussions from the accident, physical repercussions from the accident. God in his mercy, and we're thankful that Brother Byron is feeling much, much, much better. We're thankful for God's healing power. We're thankful for his loving companion taking care of him, and continue to remember her much in prayer. And even with them as they go through the transactions that must be taken care of when one is in an accident or fender bender. So to continue to remember them in prayer as well. Sister Melita. Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. Remember Sister Melita's father-in-law, Joby's father, much in prayer. Decisions that must be made regarding his care, his ongoing care. And we continue to remember Joby in a special way, that God will help him. God will speak to his heart in all ways. In all ways, in his soul, in his mind, the Lord will give him the strength as he endeavors to minister to his father. That God will just bless that entire family. in the name of Jesus. And remember Selita's father-in-law much in prayer, soul and body. God is able. There's nothing impossible for him. And so we're praying for that family much in prayer. Brother Jackson.
Remember my two son-in-laws. They are good providers for their, I couldn't have asked for any son-in-law better to take care of my daughters.
Mm-hmm.
But they do not know God in the presence of their son.
Mm-hmm.
Donald and Angela and their family are going flying down to Vegas to renew their wedding
wedding vows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're going to leave today. I had prayer with them last night. And then Donald is going to have surgery. He's got two tumors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be removed when he comes back in December. And also with Rob, my daughter Jada's companion, he's going to have surgery on his feet with bunions. He's going to, it sounds painful to me, but he's in, also in December. Sometimes, you know, you can ask for things and have a schedule. It may go south on you. You never know it until you recover from that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember both of them from their surgery, and that they would think about their soul and their surgery.
Yes. Amen. Amen. But Jackson made a request for both of his sons-in-law, who are, he said, wonderful providers for his two daughters, but they don't know God. So we're going to pray, remember them in prayer, first of all, for their souls, that they would want to know God. You know, there are a lot of people out there now, they just aren't even concerned,
mm-hmm.
but that they would want to know God. And also remember them as they're both facing surgical procedures upcoming, that the Lord would be merciful to them in the surgery. Keeping in mind that God is able to bless even the ungodly because he hears the prayers of the saints on their behalf. When we're praying for their souls as well as God's mercy on them when they go through surgeries and procedures and so on. So we each remember time when we were unsaved and there were saints who prayed for us. Whether physical situations or other life situations, and God heard those saints' prayers on our behalf, and God had mercy on us. Let us pray for unsaved loved ones and for these two men who are going to have surgery, and also praying for brother's daughter Angela and her companion Donald, who will be flying to Las Vegas. That God would give them traveling mercies as well. Sister Smith?
I just want to give them what they got, all praise and honor for the good work. But also for how he answers prayers. And I know he thinks of praying for me and that's what he needs. But it's a blessing to have a mind for that God, a mind and mind and soul. And I can't thank him enough for the good teaching that we give the ministers that you made. The true word of God.
Amen. Amen.
So the dying day by day. Lovers are truly the only lovers.
Yes.
Young kids are out there snapping the kill cars, busting out windows. Giving crashes, killing lives. God didn't raise it that way. You all seem to come short of the glory of God. He died on the cross and shed his blood that we could be saved today. I think this is where he brought me from, where I am today. Because Jesus has given me
amen. Amen, amen. Sister Smith is to remember her much in prayer that she serves the Lord.
Amen.
She has a determination to serve the Lord. When we look around and, as she said, we see all the things that are happening all around us. The old are living wickedly, and the young are living wickedly. And so we praying for souls, as we said, our loved ones who don't know the Lord, and we just continue to pray for Sister Smith. The Lord will bless her, lead, guide, and direct her in all ways. Amen. And we're praying for her even as she prays for us. Amen.
Sister Blake, I just ask that you continue to remember me. I'm kind of slight cold and just trying to get through it. So I know how Brother felt. I still feel like I'm in a tunnel from the airplane. Just can't seem to get my ears and things to pop. But God knows. I'm trusting in him.
Amen. 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 Remember Sister Millicent in body. Amen. The Lord will bless her. Lord will bring her through. Heal her of the cold that she has, and that her ears will be healed as well. And I understand what she says when she says that you get your ears to pop, to open back up again and from the pressure of the airplane. And so we pray for our dear sister. Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Maria. Remember her children. Remember Tatum and Liam in particular. They seem to have caught some kind of a virus. So that Lord will touch their bodies or allergies again. But Tatum, and maybe a combination of things, the Lord would bless them and bless them because COA doesn't have it yet, but they're right there. And we know how it is with multiple children in the family. Sometimes one gets it, then another one gets it, and then another one gets it. And, we understand how that is. I mean, the Jenkins show, you understand how that is, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one gets sick and then another gets sick and so on. So. We will pray for your children and also your unspoken requests that you and Brother DeAndre have. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for your prayer and your hands. We got a progress report again yesterday from the teacher. She just sent an email. And he is going really well with the high-functioning work. But he's struggling with some recognition of numbers over an inch settle. So okay. Did you remember, she also said he doesn't like to work in. But then you remember the focus, I'm still very much on the line of I think they're not teaching, I think we're doing a lot of worksheets, but beyond whatever they're doing, I know that they want them to work 60% independent, and pay them, that's not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you remember him with following instructions and working independent and staying focused. Mama had this time of going and being there, and she said it's just all over the place, so also continue to remember them to focus on what they're doing.
Yes.
Because they're having so many other things going on in the classroom. Because adults can't even focus.
That's right.
So continue to remember the classroom. Also continue to remember this teacher's son. He got diagnosed with ADHD. And she stated that he started on medicine last week. I'm so against that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something that they think that Peter may have, but I'm against medication.
Right.
So if you want to give him the diagnosis, I choose not to.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I can't remember her household and what she's going through with her child, but I can't remember how they teach our children. Like, you need to focus on what they're doing, not
yes.
Distractions. Remember that.
Amen. Amen.
I think there's 20 kids in the class and one
teacher, and that's 2 minutes. Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. We'll remember Sister Maria's request for Tatum's classroom and for Tatum and maintaining his focus and so on. And we thank God for that. God's able to to touch what's going on in that classroom and to help him. Amen. As you say, there are too many things going on. It's a distraction. And so we'll pray that the Lord will help that teacher. She'll teach that teacher what must be done so that all the students can learn. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So glad to see you this morning. Amen. 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 Thank God.
Sister, like I did hear from Sister Webb, she said continue to remember the family in prayer.
Amen. Amen. We'll remember Sister Webb and her family. Amen.
Continue to remember Sister Keith. I don't know if her feet were swollen so bad, but naturally she could not get up. So continue to remember her. We tried to get her online, so hopefully she's online. Just pray that she's doing better.
Amen. Amen. We know that God is able. We know that God answers prayer.
Yeah.
We know that He very much answers prayer. When I look over to my right here, and I see Shante Willis, I know that God answers prayer.
Amen.
Amen. We prayed for others, and we prayed for you as well. Amen. As we called out others' names, we called out your name as well, and we thank God to see you here this morning. So glad. All right. Sister Kiba is online.
Remember Sister Holmes and Sister Lillian. They're both on the phone.
Yeah, Sister Holmes and Sister Lillian, and continue to remember Sister Lillian. The Lord will bless. Give her the strength. Give her what she needs, that she'll get the care that will help her to be able to come home after they rehab, after they give her the rehab that she needs. All general requests. Amen. We all need something from the Lord. If we don't need anything, then we can raise our hand and say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. After the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord in prayer.
Shall we turn to 339 in the worship of the Lord? 339. Standing in the need of prayer. 339. In verse 1 and 2, and chorus 3 and 4, the chorus. Hopefully you can get that. 339. Not my brother nor my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother nor my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not the preacher nor the deacon, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not the preacher nor the deacon, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
It's me,
oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
It's me,
oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my father nor my mother, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my father nor my mother, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not the stranger nor my neighbor, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not the stranger nor my neighbor, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
It's me,
oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
It's me,
oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
Standing in the need of prayer.
It's me.
O Lord, standing in the need of bread.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Dear God, Father, as we come to you, Lord, we can feel what the song poet was saying, because, Lord, it's me, dear God, standing in the need of prayer. And so, Lord, I ask, dear God, your anointing, dear Father, even, dear Lord, as I render prayer, dear God, help me, Lord, to pray as I ought. Pray, dear God, that you would give me utterance from your spirit, dear God, to pray, Lord, that this prayer, this petition, Lord, might reach your throne, dear God. Lord, you heard the heartfelt request, dear God, each and every one that was made, dear God, each one from a heart, dear Father, that it has faith, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to hear, dear Lord, our request. Lord, we have faith to believe, dear God, that you're able to answer, dear God, our humble cries, dear Father, as we approach your throne. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us, dear God, even in this prayer, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear God, and be a presence, Lord, in this service, dear God, even, Lord, as you already are, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would direct, Father, in everything that is said and done. We pray, Lord, that you would speak to each heart, Lord, and each mind, dear Father. Help us, Lord, to give attention, dear God, to your word, even as it goes forth. Help us, dear God, to be surrendered, dear God, to your word, knowing, Lord, that your word, Lord, is truth. Lord, we know that Jesus prayed, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And so, Lord, we are praying, dear God, that you would sanctify us, dear God, through your truth, dear God, this day. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would, Lord, increase our faith, Lord, to believe. Lord, if we've made a request this morning, dear God, Lord, whether it was spoken, dear God, or whether it was just on our heart, Lord, we pray, dear God, that that request would be in faith, dear God. For, Lord, we know, dear God, that we cannot doubt in our hearts, dear God, and believe, Lord, that you will answer our cries. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would increase our faith, Lord, to believe in you, to hold on to you, dear Father, to know, dear God, that your word is truth, dear God, and, Lord, that, dear Father, that you've commanded us to do, dear God, Lord, we must do it, dear Father, in order to remain in the faith. Lord, you said in your word your commandments are not grievous. And so, Lord, we have found it to be so. For, Lord, we know, Lord, that your grace is sufficient, dear God, to help us walk from day to day in thee. And we know, Lord, you're able to fight our battles. We know, Lord, that you're able to heal our sicknesses. We know, dear God, that you're able, Lord, to lift our burdens, dear God. We know, Lord, that your grace is sufficient, dear God, even if we have to suffer through some things, dear God. Your grace is sufficient to keep us, dear God. And so, Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would bless us, dear God. Help us, dear God, to build up ourselves on our most holy faith, dear God. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember the bereaved families, dear God, those who have lost loved ones. For we know, Lord, that you are able to comfort, dear God, the way that no man can. Lord, we know, dear Father, that you're able to give strength, dear God, and soothing, dear God, a soothing calmness, dear God, even in the heart and in the soul, dear God, for those who have lost loved ones. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, for those who have lost loved ones, Lord, that you would give them strength, dear Father, Lord, to carry on, dear God. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the healing, dear God, that you have given to saints, dear God, in their bodies, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your touch on Brother Byrene. Lord, you even touched on Wednesday night, dear Father. Lord, at the beginning of service, dear God, Father, he was going to rest, dear God, but Lord, your anointing, dear God, of your spirit, dear God,
touched him even in that service, dear Father. And dear God, as we got near the end of the service, we heard our dear brother's voice again and said, may I say something about that lesson one from the Sunday school lesson. And Lord, we thank you, dear God, for touching his body. We thank you, Lord, for giving him the strength. We thank you, Lord, for giving him, Lord, the inspiration in your word, dear God, to bring a thought, dear God, that was good for our souls, dear Father. Lord, how you used him even in his affliction, dear God. Lord, you still used him, dear God, to be a blessing, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your healing on him, dear God. And Father, how he's giving you glory, dear God. He's happy in thee, dear God, Lord, for what you have done. Happy to be among the saints once again, dear Father, on this Lord's Day, and didn't miss a Lord's Day. Father, we thank you, Lord, for how you blessed him even on last Lord's Day, dear God. Lord, even as he stood in this spot on last Lord's Day, and Lord, how you anointed him, dear God, to serve you, dear Father. Lord, we thank you for that, and we pray, dear God, you would continue to be with him. Remember his request for his family. Lord, we pray, dear God, your blessing and protection upon them, dear God, and Lord, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God, Lord, that they may come to know you in your fullness, dear God. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus, and Lord, we thank you, dear God, Lord, that there was not serious injury, Lord, even in the fender bender that he and his companion were in, dear God, Lord, 2 weeks ago, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless them, dear Father. Be with them, Lord. And Lord, just continue, Lord, to bless and help Brother Byron, dear God, to be that light even within his own home, dear God, that light that you're calling for him to be. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you remember Sister Millicent, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would give her a touch in her body, dear Father. Lord, we realize, dear God, even in traveling, dear Father, there are times, dear God, that we pick up the viruses or the little afflictions in our body, dear God, or colds or things like that. And so, Father, we're asking, Lord, that you would touch her body, dear Father. Give her healing, dear God. Lord, in her throat, in her ears, dear God. Lord, we just pray, dear God, you would continue to bless her, dear Father. Lord, even though she has an affliction this morning, Lord, she's still standing at her post. Lord, she's leading us in song, dear God, by your grace. And so, Father, we ask, dear God, your touch upon her. Be with her. Bless her, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember the bereaved family, dear God, that she and that Sister Millicent and Sister Jenkins went down, dear Father, to attend the service, dear God. Lord, for the Johnson family, dear God, the Johnson side of the family. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would comfort their hearts, dear Father. Lord, also speak to hearts, dear God. Lord, for those, dear God, who are claiming to be Church of God, dear Father, Lord, but in works they do deny, dear God, that place in your kingdom, dear Father. Oh, Lord, in works they do deny you, dear God. Oh, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God. Help them, Lord, to see the truth, dear Father. Lord, we're thinking, dear God, when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden and God came walking in the garden after they had already eaten that fruit of the tree of which they had been forbidden. Right. And Jesus, and then the God, our creator, came walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And he said, called out to Adam and said, where art thou? God knew that they were hiding from him. But God wanted them to see their own situation, wanted to see where they were in relationship to God, how they had lost that relationship, how they had lost that position, that oneness that they had with God in which they were created because sin had separated them. Oh, Father, we pray, dear God, that those, dear God, who claim to have known you, dear God, who claim to be Church of God, dear Father, Lord, that they would hear that question, where art thou? Look at the word of God. Where art thou according to the word of God? Oh, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear Father. Lord, that they may know, Lord, that they would see from whence they are fallen, dear God. Even, Lord, as you call us out in the book of Revelations, dear Father. Lord, you call in one of the churches of Asia, dear God, you told that Jesus said, remember from whence thou art fallen and repent and do your first works over. Lord, otherwise God will not receive. Oh, Father, we pray, dear God, that you you would speak to hearts. And Lord, help us, Lord, to be mindful, dear God. Help us, Lord, not to fall, dear God. Help us, Lord, not to neglect so great a salvation, dear God. Lest, Lord, we have to answer that question, where art thou? And we find ourselves lacking. Lord, help us, dear Father. Lord, to always be about our Father's business, dear God. Help us, Lord, to always seek your face. Help us, Lord, to always search your word, dear God. Search your script, Lord. You said in your word, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. Lord, let us not just think we have it. Lord, let us truly possess, dear God, the promises that you have made to us because we've been obedient to your word. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would remember Sister Smith. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless and encourage your heart. Strengthen her in thee, dear God. Lord, help her, Lord, to remain steadfast and unmovable and always abounding in the work of the Lord and in your word, dear Father. Help her, Lord, to be that light to her family, dear God. Lord, that she's praying for, dear God, that they would come to thee, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to be with her, dear God, even for those that she works with, dear God, that she may be an example of the believers. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you would remember Brother Levester's request, dear God. Father, we thank you for him, dear God. Father, the burden that he has for the souls of his sons-in-law, dear God. Lord, that he loves them, dear God, says that they provide wonderfully for his daughters, dear God, but Lord, they don't know you, dear Father. And Lord, we know, dear God, what shall it profit us, dear God, if we have the whole world, dear God, if we possess all the things, dear God, all the worldly things, dear God, Lord, and yet lose our own soul. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would remember them, dear God. Speak to their hearts, dear Father. Brother mentioned them by name, Donald and Rob, dear God. And, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts. We pray, we know that Brother Levester has spoken to them, dear God, even about you, dear Father. And, Lord, truly he has walked before them, dear God. Lord, he's gone and anointed their homes, dear Father. Lord, and prayed for them, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts. We ask, Lord, that you would have mercy upon them, dear God, as they each are facing surgeries, dear God. Lord, we're asking, dear Father, that you would be merciful unto them, dear God. Lord, that your spirit would speak to their hearts, dear God. Help them to know, even as Brother Levester said, you can go in thinking you're having a procedure and things can go sideways, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, in your mercy, dear Father, that you would bring them through these surgeries, but also help them to know, dear God, that you are in charge. It's not the doctor, it's not the surgeon, it's not the nurse, dear God. Father, it's you, dear Father, and they are at your mercy, dear Father. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God, and have mercy upon them, dear God. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Remember their families in a very special way, Lord. This we beg of thee. Oh, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for Sister Maria and Brother DeAndre. Father, we thank you, dear God, for them, Lord, for the life that they live, dear God, before their children, dear God. Lord, be that Brother DeAndre, dear God, as he goes to work before his co-workers, dear Father. We know that when Sister Maria was on the phone and dealing with the clients on the phone, dear God, and how, Lord, she would pray to you, dear God, that you would give her, Lord, the words, dear Father, words seasoned with salt, dear God, that she might know how to answer those who may even be disrespectful to her, dear God. Oh, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Brother DeAndre and Sister Maria. Lord, they have an unspoken request before you, dear Father, and, Lord, you know all about it, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would hear their humble cry, dear Father. Lord, that you would bless, Lord, that you would answer, dear God. Oh, Lord, this we beg of thee. Remember their children in a very special way. Remember them in school, dear Father. Lord, remember Tatum in a special way, dear Father. And Lord, we're asking, dear God, that you would give wisdom to that teacher, dear God. Lord, that they may realize, dear God, that different students have different learning styles and different learning abilities. And some can learn quickly and in a lot of confusion and motion and so on, and others need more quiet and needs some need it so that it's more peaceful in order to be able to concentrate, dear God. So, Father, we're asking, dear God, that you would grant wisdom, dear Father. Lord, that you would even, Lord, you're able to bring about a change, dear God, Father, even in that the way that they, the mode in which they teach. And so, Father, we're asking, dear God, that you would help them to see, dear God, that they can be more helpful for their students, dear God. And, Lord, and for Tatum in particular, dear God, Father, we're asking, dear God, your blessings upon him, dear God, in class, dear Father, in school, dear God. Lord, we know, dear Father, you have already granted him, dear God, great intelligence, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear Father, of this. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would bless him, dear Father, that he would be able, dear God, to excel, dear Father. Lord, even in this situation, dear God, Lord, this we ask of and beg of thee. Lord, we pray, dear God, you remember Sister Maria, dear Father. Lord, we're praying with her, dear God, and we take a stand with her, dear God, because it seems like doctors in this world wants to medicate everybody all the time, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear Father. Lord, we know, Lord, that the medication that you give, dear God, is, Lord, is a balm, dear Father, that will take care of everything, dear Lord. Father, if we just continue in prayer. And so, Lord, we're continuing in prayer for this situation, asking, dear God, that you would bless and have your way, dear God. Bless, dear Father. Lord, remember Liam, dear God, in school. We thank you, Lord, for him, dear Father. Pray, Lord, you continue to bless him, dear God. We thank you, dear God. We thank you, dear Father. Just keep him saying, Mama, dear God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, for that. And pray, Lord, you continue to bless him and touch him and give him, Lord, all, everything that he stands in need of, dear God. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord, for the growth that we've seen in COA, dear Father. Pray, Lord, you continue to bless him and touch him, Lord. This we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember Sister Webb and her family, dear God. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to bless, touch Sister Webb, give her the strength that she stands in need of, dear God. Lord, even the treatment that she said they'll be giving her, dear God. Lord, she's trusting you, dear God. And she said, well, she said, I'll do it. It'll be no big deal, dear God. But because, Father, it's no big deal because her eyes are on you, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, continue to encourage her. Remember her family. Remember her daughter, Alexandria, in a special way, dear God. Ask, Lord, your healing, for we know, Lord, it's Sister Webb's desire to be able to come back to services in the house of God and to bring her daughter with her. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would bless, dear God, according to the desires of her heart in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember Sister Kiba, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would touch her body, dear God. Lord, you know, dear God, the healing that she stands in need of. And Father, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless, Lord, Father, that you would hear our cries on her behalf, dear God, and honor our faith, dear God. Lord, that she would be healed, dear God, and be able to come out once again, dear Father, to the services. Bless her and be with her, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Sister Carol, dear God. Pray, Lord, you continue to remember her request, Lord, for her family, dear God. Each and every one, remember her. Bless her, dear God. Give her the strength, dear God. For we know, Lord, she's ever looking heavenward, dear God, for every blessing and all of her needs. Oh, Father, we pray, dear God, that you remember her loved ones, dear God, those who are unsaved, dear Father. Lord, you know, dear God, her earnest request, Lord, is that they be saved, dear God, and come to a knowledge of the truth. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless her and be with her. Keep her strong and encouraged, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for her request, even for the bereaved families, dear God, for the Scott family, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would remember the family of Sister Betty Hill Scott, dear God. Pray, Lord, your comfort be upon them, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, and if there are those, Lord, who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God. Lord, this we beg of thee. Oh, Lord, we're just so thankful, dear God, that you granted traveling mercies, Lord, to those of us who went away, dear God, and came back. And, Lord, how, Lord, you just blessed us, dear Father, how you kept us, dear God. Lord, sitting in a plane and looking down on the clouds and knowing, Lord, that you put them there, dear Father. Father. You hung, because you hung the word, the earth on nothing. And so, Lord, the clouds also, dear Father, and everything. Lord, the plane that we were in, Lord, you held in the sky, dear Father. Lord, we give you glory and thanks, dear Father, for what you have done for us, dear God. For, Lord, we were just trusting in you, Lord, knowing, Lord, that you were able, Lord. Lord, that you were able to take us, Lord, and you were able to bring us back. And so we give you glory and thanks, dear God. Father, we're so thankful, Lord, to see Shantae Willis this morning, dear Father. We're so thankful, dear God, to see his smiling face, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would be with him, dear God, and help him, Lord, to get his portion, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, because he spoke to some of the saints and said that he would be here today, Lord. He kept his word, dear Father. We're just so thankful, dear God, to see him, Lord. You know, dear Father, Lord, as we have been praying for others, Lord, we've also been praying for him, dear God. And so, Father, we're just so thankful, Lord, that you have answered prayer, dear God. And Father, we pray, dear God, that you would continue, dear Father, Lord, to look upon him, Lord, with favor, dear God. Lord, the fact that he's here this morning, dear God, tells us, Lord, you are already looking on him with favor, dear God. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that he would get his portion from this service, dear God. Lord, this we ask in the name of Christ Jesus. Now, Lord, just continue to have your way, Lord. Those that we've forgotten to pray for, dear God, Lord, you know all about each one, dear Father. And we're asking, dear God, that you would continue to bless. Remember Sister Holmes, Lord, who's on the phone. Lord, remember her. Bless her, Lord. Be with her. Remember her family. Lord, remember Sister Lily and also on the phone, dear God. Father, we ask, dear God, that you would, your healing power, dear God, would be with her, dear Father. Bless her, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Make her strong. Father, we pray, Lord, Father, not forgetting Sister Melita's request, dear God. Oh, Father, we pray, dear Father, that you would remember, dear God, her father-in-law in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember him in his soul, first of all, and in his body, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, you will have mercy upon whom you will have mercy, dear God. And, Lord, you will have pardon upon whom you will, dear God, for all who will come to you in faith. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, for her father-in-law. We're also praying for her companion, dear God. Strengthen him. Help him, dear God. There are many of us who have been through situations when our parents were sick or were low or their health seemed to be failing, even to the point where their life seemed to be ebbing. And, Father, you blessed us and you gave us the strength, dear God. And so, Father, we're asking, dear God, that you would give Joby strength. Lord, most of all, dear God, speak to his heart, dear Father. Help him to know, Lord, that, Lord, if he just surrenders to you, Lord, you're able, Lord, to carry him through. Lord, Lord, in your everlasting arms. And so, Father, we're praying for Joby. Help him, dear Father. Give him the strength that he stands in need of, dear God. Lord, this we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, if it be your will, Lord, he's going to try to live with his father, to try to help him, Lord. And so we know, Lord, that's going to take some strength. And so, Father, we're asking, dear God, in your mercy that you would give him strength, dear God. Also wisdom, dear God, for decisions that have to be made. Help that family, and Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would bless Sister Melita and help her to help her companion to be by his side, dear God. Lord, this we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we ask, dear God, that you would just continue to bless us, Lord. Remember those we don't see yet, Sister India, Lord, and Infinity, Lord. We pray, Lord, if they're on their way, that you would bring them along safely, dear God. Lord, just continue to bless and have your way in us, dear God. Help us, dear Father, to be examples of believers, dear God, and help us, dear God, to pray one for another that our faith fail not. Lord, Father, we're remembering, dear God, even this drug house that's over across the street. Oh, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would have your way. Lord, we know, dear God, that you are able to go. Lord, you're able to do what the police officers cannot do, dear God. Police officers are restricted, Lord, by certain laws and so on. But, Lord, your law is supreme. Amen. And so, Father, we're asking, dear God, that you, dear God, in your power, dear God, would shut down this house, dear God. Amen. Lord, Father, for the souls that are going in there, Lord, for those who are losing their souls by going in and out and in and out, trafficking. We hear about the word drug trafficking. Truly, we have seen it with our own eyes go in and out and back and forth. And oh my God, Father, there are souls, dear God, who are perishing, dear God. There are souls who are on their way to perdition, dear Father, because of this. And so, Lord, we're asking, dear God, for the sake of souls, dear Father, not only those who are going and buying, but those who are selling. Oh, dear God, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would shut it down and speak to their hearts, dear God. Oh, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know there's nothing too hard for you, dear God. And whatever has to be done, dear God, Lord, whatever you do, dear Father, Lord, we know, dear God, that it will be done, dear God, in the way that it should be done. It will be done in order, dear God. Lord, whether you do it violently, dear God, or however it's done, Lord, we surrender to your will in this thing. Have your way, dear God, and help us, dear God, to continue to be faithful, dear God, because even though the drug house is there, we know that the house of God is here, and it has not stopped us from coming in and out of the house of God to worship you in the beauty of holiness. Have your way, Lord, and make us a blessing. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you the glory, and all the praise shall be thine. For we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and we thank you. Amen.
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 Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Oh, my God, my God, my God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Sister Kiba is here.
Yes.
Thank God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank the Lord. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Mm. Amen. He said, while you're yet speaking, he would hear.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank God.
When I sat down, my ears popped, so I'm hearing better.
Amen.
I'm still stuffy, but I can hear better. My ears popped. So I truly thank the Lord.
Thank God.
For his touch.
Amen. Amen.
Truly.
Thank God. Amen. Before you to offer prayer, before we bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse, I'm just so thankful for all that God has done.
Yes.
How he provides for us and then shows us when we need to help to provide for others.
Yes.
So we thank God for that. This is the first Sunday of the month. And so the special offering for today is for benevolence. And as we file past, we may place that offering in the center plate and our tithes and other offerings on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you again, Lord, and we're so thankful, dear God, that we can call upon you, Lord, at any time. And Lord, even if we've just prayed, Lord, we can turn right around and say, oh, Lord,
amen.
Hear our humble cry. And, Lord, you will hear.
Yes, you will.
Lord, you don't ever turn around and say them again.
No.
Lord, we're so thankful, dear God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we pray, dear God, even as we bring in our tithes and offerings, Lord. Father, it is a privilege, Lord, truly, dear God, to obey your word and to bring in our tithes and offerings. And, Lord, truly, you have blessed, you have multiplied them, dear God. Lord, you have provided, Lord, for ways, dear God, for this house of God to help others, dear God, who need help, dear Father. Lord, to help others, dear God, those who are sleeping on the ground around the church. Lord, those who are hungry, dear God. Lord, those who are homeless, dear Father. And, Lord, we just thank you, dear God, because we know that it's your hand, dear God, that has made provision. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would receive our tithes and offerings. And, Lord, that you would use them to your glory and honor. Lord, that you would give us wisdom, dear Father, on what your will is, dear God, for us. Teach us, tell us, dear God, what you would have us to do, dear Father, even that more souls might be drawn to thee. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless each gift and each giver and use both to your glory and honor. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen.
Sing them over again to me. Wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see. Wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty. Teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words. Wonderful words. Wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ, the blessed one, gives to all wonderful words of life. Listen well to the loving call, wonderful words of life. Showing us his glory, beautiful words, wonderful words of life, beautiful words, words of life, sweetly echo the wonderful words of life, offer pardon and peace to all. Wonderful words of life, Jesus, Holy Savior, sanctified forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words. Wonderful words of life, beautiful wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all. Wonderful words of life, Jesus, Holy Savior, sanctified forever. Beautiful wonderful words of life. Beautiful words. Wonderful words of life.
Amen. Amen. Wonderful words of life. Thank God. Thank God for service thus far. Know that we must hear the word of God. We must. Wonderful words of life. So we're going to offer prayer. We're going to stand to offer prayer for our pastor. Asking God's power to be upon her to preach the word of God. Amen. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you once again, dear God, thanking you, Lord. Lord, sometimes when we pray, dear God, sometimes we always want to start out with, Lord, it's me again. But, Lord, we thank you because you said pray without ceasing. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, that we can come at this time and bring our pastor to you, dear God. Lord, we lift her up to you, dear God, asking you, dear Father, to anoint her with power from on high. We ask, Lord, that you would give her, Lord, utterance from your spirit, Lord, that she might preach the word of God to us, for we desperately need it in these desperate times. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would touch her, dear God, strengthen her, dear Father,
Lead, Father, touch her, dear Father. Lead her through your word, dear God. Lord, that we might get understanding, dear God. And Lord, that we might learn obedience, dear Father, to your word. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint our hearts and our ears, dear God, to receive your word, dear God. Lord, we don't want to reject it, because we know that if we reject your word, Lord, we are rejecting you, and we have no life in us. So, Father, we pray, Lord, your anointing on us, Lord, that we would receive your eternal word, dear God, Lord, that we might be fed, dear God, and that we might know, Lord, what your will is for each and every one of us. And, Lord, if there are those, dear God, who are listening, who are present, Lord, who are listening on the phone or online, dear God, who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, Lord, who need to repent, dear God, of sin, oh, Father, we pray, dear God, that they would listen earnestly, dear God, to your spirit, knowing, dear God, that you're able, dear Father, to save to the uttermost all who will come to you by Jesus Christ. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Amen, amen, amen. Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God. Truly, I thank God for each and every one of you being here. Sister Blake, thank God for you and being back. Thank God for Brother Byron on last Lord's Day, filling in, did a beautiful job in the Lord. Good to see everyone. As it's been said, it's good to see Sante Willis. He spoke to me on the phone and he said he'd be here, and I thank God he's here. Thank God for you. I've been praying for you and praying for Sister Kiva. Thank God. Good to see your smile. Just thank God for each and every one. Amen.
Amen.
This morning in our hearing, we read 1 Corinthians 15. I trust you have your Bibles. Write down some scriptures. We thank the Lord for this series that we are in. I'm looking for my young people to write down some scriptures too, because this word of God is good for all of us. We thank God for his word. I was sharing with Sister Blake and Sister Smith this morning in our travels. Sister Mellison and I traveled to Washington, D.C. this past week, due to a family member passing. And truly, we saw a lot. Amen, Sister Lillian. Oh, I'm telling you, crime is everywhere, Sister Smith. You don't have to worry about it. They're stealing them there. The taxi driver told us, and just in 1 month, over 500 cars were stolen by young people and crashing them and destroying people's lives. And shootings and killings. We went down the street one day and 17 police cars, I think it is, Sister Mellison, 16 or 17, Sister Mellison counted. All around, some incident had happened. Don't know if it was a shooting, just all around, so much crime and homelessness. But I thank God, as we said, we went saved and we came back saved. Amen?
Amen.
Thank God for his traveling mercies for us, and also for Brother Maurice and Sister Blake. Thank God for their traveling mercies likewise, because we serve a good God. Amen? Amen.
Yes,
1 Corinthians 15, we read 12 through 20. We would like to go back there and get the scripture text that we've been working on in this series from verse 19. Verse 19, Lord bless. Lord bless. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 19. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. As the Lord leads, let us continue to consider this afternoon heaven, the believer's hope. Heaven, the believer's hope. On last Lord's Day, we left off with speaking about holding on to our faith and trusting God in these perilous times in which we are living. As we can see, many are falling away from the truth of God's eternal word. Right now, there's a great deception that's going on in our land. Many believe once saved, always saved. Many believe they can live their lives any old way, and they're still going to make it into the kingdom of God. We referenced Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, on last Lord's Day. And when we looked at that sixth chapter of Jeremiah, we went over to the 16th verse where it says, where the Lord said, stand ye in the way and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk ye therein. You see, this is something, saints of God, that we need to keep close to our heart. Because God is calling you and I to stand in these last days. These last days in which we are living in, we're seeing the perilousness of times. Not only the perilousness of people falling away from God. I mean, people are the killings and shootings and all the things that are going on. But we're seeing the perilousness of where people who once stood for truth and righteousness are falling away from the things of God. Excuse me. You see, there are so many right now who don't believe in standing in a righteous way or living a holy way. And they've walked away from the things of God. But saints of God, the only way for someone to find rest for their soul is to desire the sincere milk of God's word to grow thereby. If you want to grow in grace and in the knowledge of God, you're going to have a desire for the things of God. You're going to have a desire to drink from God's eternal word. And that is what God wants for his people. God wants his people to be in his word, reading and studying his word. And the word of God tells us in John, the third epistle of John, he says there in verse 4, he said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. You see, there's no greater joy for God than for you and I to continue to walk in truth, to walk in God's eternal word, not to try to find easy ways out, not to try to find ways to circumvent what God has said in his word, but to walk in the straight and narrow way that Jesus said is the only way that's going to get us into the kingdom of God. I know that our times have changed, but our God has already reminded us in the word of God that he is God and I change not. We're told in that was the word of God was telling us in Malachi 3, verse 6, I am the Lord. He said, I change not. In the 102nd division of Psalms, verse 27, it says, but thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. You see, God has not changed.
That's right.
Our God is the same. Yes, our world has changed. Mankind has changed. People who once stood for truth, we've said that already. They are not standing anymore. But that doesn't mean that God has changed. He said, but thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. There's no end to Almighty God. Amen. Salvation is still through Jesus Christ. There's no other way into the kingdom of heaven. I can remember the old broadcast hymn that the late Elder Wilbur used to have us sing when it said, back to the blessed old Bible. Remember that song, that hymn,
yes.
Saint?
Yes.
And then the old spiritual we used to sing, Father's praying ground. Said, let us go back to our Father's praying ground. Mm-hmm. Why? God is not pleased.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't God pleased? Because the souls are not being saved as souls ought to be saved. Why aren't souls being saved? Because the word of God is not being taught so that souls can be saved. You got to remember, saints of God, people have strayed away from the truth of God's word. I read an article the other day that said one-fifth of Americans are religiously unaffiliated. And some say the reason why is because they don't believe in God. They don't believe the Bible stories. They believe they're fictional, that they're imaginary, they're false, they're unreal. One person said, why would you listen to a voice telling you something, telling you to do something? And they were referencing about in the Old Testament when Abraham was told to take his son, Isaac, up. And they said, well, why would you listen to a voice to tell you to do something harmful to a child? Oh, I thought to myself, how sad it is to question what God has said in his word.
Mm-hmm.
You see, salvation is God's way. There are not many roads that lead to heaven. There's only one way, and that is through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And Jesus declared in John 14, verse 6, that he is the way, and he said he is the truth and the life. As we stated, we are living in dangerous times, a time when men have chosen to leave old paths behind and walk into ways of their own invention. Many pastors have walked away from the old-time religion, which, as the lyric said, it was good for my mother, it was good for my father, it was good for the Hebrew children. It was good for Paul and Silas, and it's good for you and I today. Amen? You see, the paths of godliness and sound doctrine are not being taught. Therefore, souls are headed down the path of worldliness. Many are down the path of man-made doctrines, leading people to not have a sincere believer's hope of eternal life. Brother Byron, in his exhortation on last Lord's Day, he reminded us of the words of the prophet Amos. Oh, and that scripture, saints of God, is stuck in my mind. Turn with me for a moment to Amos, the 8th chapter. I know this is not one of the scriptures we normally use, but, oh, it's still in the Bible. Amen?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my, my, my. It's right after Joel. Amos, the 8th chapter. Mm-hmm. And look at what he says there in verse 11. He said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord God. He said that I will send a famine in the land. And we know what a famine is. It means a lack of something. Amen?
Yeah.
He said in the land, not a famine of bread. Oh, God wasn't sending a famine of food. He said, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. Is that famine going on right now? Many don't want to hear the word of God. He said, he went on to say in verse 12, and they shall wander from sea to sea and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it. Why? There was a time, saints of God, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you were able to go from one city or one state to another, and you could go into a church of God and you would hear the same sound doctrine being taught. No matter whether you were sitting in Columbus, Ohio, or if you were in Utah, or if you were in Maine, if you were in New York, you heard the truth of God's word. Not so today. He went on to say, in that day shall their fair virgins and young men faint for thirst. See, people right now, they have a spiritual drought that's going on. Why? They're not hearing the word of God. You see, back in the seventh chapter of this book, Amos was told to prophesy to my people. He said there in verse 16, these words. He said, now therefore hear thou the word of the Lord. He said, thou sayest, prophesy not against Israel, and drop not thy word against the house of Isaac. You see, the people of God back then were not interested in hearing from the Lord. Israel was opposed to the prophecies that were negative against the nation at large. It was a nation that wanted to hear pleasant words. And we're living in that time right now. Isaiah 30, verse 10 said, prophesy not unto us right things. Speak unto us as smooth things. Prophesy deceit. Our times right now in the religious world are just like it was back then. The nation of Israel had abandoned God. And today, religious people today are doing the same thing. Back then, God said he was going to send a famine on not hearing the word of God. And there's a famine that's going on right now. What do you mean, Sister Renee? God was sending a famine. He was not going to communicate through a prophet no longer to them. And I believe that is what's happening today. Oh, the Bible tells us, turn with me to Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. Praise our God.
Amen.
And look at what it says there in that 21st verse of Jeremiah 23. He said, I have not sent these prophets. Oh, that's the time in which we're living right now. He said, I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. We're living in a time that people have not been called by God to preach the word of God. That's why souls right now are in a spiritual drought.
That's why souls don't know the word of God. That's why souls don't know how to live for Almighty God. That's why souls right now, when you talk to them and you speak to them about the word of God, they begin to say all manner of crazy things to you about what it means to be saved. But there's only one way to be saved, and that one way is through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. That hasn't changed, amen?
Amen.
He went on to say, but if they had stood in my counsel, and have caused my people to hear my words. Listen, this is what God is saying. Then they should have turned them from their evil way. When we're preaching the word of God, the unadulterated word of God, when people are receiving God's word, they're going to turn from their evil way and from the evil of their doing. You're not going to continue to do wrong when God's word is sharing with you the things that are wrong in your life. But you got to have a desire. You got to have a commitment to come to God. You got to want to live a different lifestyle than what you are living right now. You see, a preacher of God's word must have an unctioning, must have an anointing from the Spirit of Almighty God in order to teach, in order to preach God's eternal word. People are not going to know about God unless the ministry is sharing with them what the word of God says. Turn with me to Romans, the 10th chapter. Well, look at what the word of God says there. And I thank God for his word being left on record. I thank God for Elder Wilburn and those who preached the word, the late Sister Pack, the late Elder Wilburn, and late U.S. Jackson. There was more before them, but I was under them. They preached and taught the word of God to us. They didn't shun. They didn't turn around and try to circumvent the word of God, but they gave us the word of God. They were straight on what thus saith the Lord, and they lived according to the word of God. We're told there in Romans 10, verse 14, these words. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? You hear a lot of times people say, well, I don't have to go to church. I don't have to. Oh, there's a scripture for that too. There's scripture in the word of God for everything. He said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of such is. Oh, there's something about when the brothers and sisters of the Lord come together. There's something when we come together and we're learning the word of God together. And David said in the 122nd division of Psalm, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You ought to be glad to come into God's house. Because I tell you, on the outside of God's house, there's nothing but misery. I tell you, out there in those streets, there is nothing for anyone. I shared with Sister Blake and Sister Smith this morning that when we were there with our family in Washington, D.C., they had dinner on Friday, and it was kind of late. It was late for me because I'm normally not out at that time of night. I don't believe Sister Millicent is either. But anyways, we were out late, and then they was taking us back to our hotel where we were, and we saw all manner of things. And you may say, well, Sister Renee, that's what happens at nighttime. Well, I don't know because I'm not out there at that time of night. I saw clothes or something. Well, I don't know if they were. They weren't even clothes. People didn't have on much. A lot of bars were open, groups of folks standing around and doing various things. And as we were driving down the street, my cousin, she said to us, she said, I wonder what is on these people's mind, what they're thinking about. Oh, and it brought me back. I shared with Sister Millicent that night, and I shared with Sister Blake and Sister Smith this morning. I said, it made me think about Brother Maurice and Brother Levesta when they were teaching us in the Bible study. Brother's question, brother's topic for that week was, what is on your mind? Is it God? And you may say to me, well, Sister Renee, that would be just, no, didn't, they didn't look like they were dressed to be talking about God. Amen?
Amen?
Some of the stuff that we saw, it was not even for our eyes. I don't know why they left out of the house with, but anyway. But that was the nightwear that they had on, and it was pretty late. It was about 11:30 going on 12 o'clock. I tell you, saints of God, my eyes were open. My eyes were open to a lot of things. Even there in the hotel lobby when we were waiting to be picked up. And some of the things, the clothing that some of the women were walking out in and the things that they had on.
Oh, and then when we went to the church the next day, some of the things the folks in the church, in the choir had on. I said, Lord, have mercy. These things are out there in the world right now, saints. And I tell you right now, I'm determined to live on for the Lord. I'm determined to go on after what I saw. I am determined to let folks know there is a way to live for Almighty God. And that way is the straight and narrow way. And the Bible says, few there be that find it. And this is not judging anyone, because the word of God has already said it. Jesus is the one that declared it in the word of God. We'll come back here to Romans, but let us turn over to Matthew, the 7th chapter, and look at what Jesus said in the word of God, what he said there in that scripture. And he told us what we have to do. If you want to make it into the kingdom of God, he said, you're going to enter ye in. I'm reading in verse 13 of Matthew 7. You're going to enter in at the straight gate. He said, for wide is the gate. You may say to me, Renee, Sister Renee, what does that mean? S-T-R-A-I-T. That means it's a constricted way. It's a straight way. He said, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. You see, all that stuff out there in the world is what's going to lead folks to destruction. And that is the destruction of their soul. He said, many be which go in thereat. He said, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and that life is eternal life in Jesus Christ. That's what Christ is speaking about. He said, few and few there be that find it. Saints of God, don't be looking for a crowd when we get to heaven, because there's only going to be few. And you may say, and we've said this before, and the Holy Spirit is bringing it to us again. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, how many is a few? I cannot tell you. But I know when Noah was building the ark, back then there were only 8 souls that went into that ark. And that is few. I know back in Sodom and Gomorrah's days, when God was there and Abraham asked him to spare the city, he could not find 10 souls. So I'm not for sure, but I want to be in that number. Amen. If it's few, I want to be the few that's in that number. And as someone said, I believe it was on Wednesday, and we want all the saints of God to be there. So let us keep ourselves in the straight and narrow way that God has said in the word of God. Then he went on and gave us a warning. He tells you and I, he said, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing. Saints of God, the word of God is being preached here. Don't allow somebody to draw you away. Don't allow somebody to entice you with man's words of wisdom, but stay with the word of God. He said, but inwardly they are raving wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistle? He said, even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth what? Evil fruit. Praise our God. Oh, be careful. Don't go out and say, well, you know, they teach I have to live like this over there. We're teaching from what thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
That's why I asked you to open up your Bibles. You're not following me. You're following the word of God.
Amen.
You're not following a screen where I put up something on the screen and I tell you leave your Bible at home and you read what I put on the screen. No, I want you to read what thus saith the Lord. I want you to understand that this same word that I'm reading from, I'm responsible for myself. I have to live according to the word of God. And the enemy of my soul, he tries to challenge me too. He challenges me every day, saints of God. But I've got to stand firm on God's eternal word. Why? Because I'm planning to be heaven, to be my eternal home. I don't know when God's going to call me home, but I want to be ready when God calls me home. I don't want to be getting ready, but I want to stay ready. I want to have on my armor. I want to know that the armor of God is working. Why? Because God said so in the word of God. When God told us to put it on and God told us to keep it on, what did he tell us to do? He said, put it on, because he said it will help you to be able to stand in the evil days. Do you believe we're living
living in the evil days right now? Yes. Do you believe the evil days are upon us? Then have on your whole armor, saints of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Our fight is not with each other, but our fight is against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what our fight is against.
Amen.
Then he said, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Don't leave off anything. Don't get up in the morning and say, well, I'm not going to put on this. No, put it all on, that you may be able to withstand. And withstand means be able to stand in the evil day. Having done all, stand. That's what the Bible says. We are to stand against all the attacks of the enemy. When you have on the armor, you're going to be able to stand. He says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with what? Truth. And what is truth? Truth is God's word. Sister quoted one of the scriptures we have coming up in a message where Jesus said in John the 17th chapter, 17th verse, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. This word that we're reading right now, it is truth. He went on to say, and having on the breastplate of righteousness and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, make sure you know what the word of God is.
Amen.
Make sure you know how you stand on God's eternal word. Make sure when someone comes up to you and they try to say, well, you know, you can do this or you can do that or you can know what does thus saith the scripture. Amen?
Amen.
He said, above all, taking the shield of faith. Oh, you got to have on that shield. You can't leave your faith at home. You can't leave your faith on a shelf somewhere. But you got to have on the shield of faith. Wherewith you shall be able to do what? Quench all the fiery darts. I know, saints, we went several months on this scripture. But that's all right. The Spirit of the Lord is given to us again. He said, fiery darts of the wicked. You're able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked when you have the shield of faith on. Why? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the things not seen, the evidence of things not seen. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen? Praise God. And take the helmet of salvation. Whoa. And the sword of the Spirit, which is what? The word of God. Know the word of God. Get in the Bible and read God's word. Learn about God. Learn about the God you serve. Learn about him. Don't just wait for Brother Byron on Wednesday night. I know Brother Byron has a little more latitude than what I do here in preaching, where we can ask questions. Don't just wait for him on Wednesday night to have a subject matter for. Get in the word and read. Get in the word and know how the God you serve, the Jesus who saved you. Know about him. Get to know him. Have a little talk with him. We do it in our everyday life. We do the same thing when we want to get to know somebody. When those that are married now were courting maybe the one they're married to, they got to know them. What they do? They sat down and talked with them, learned about them. Oh, when you love Jesus that much, get to know him. Sit down and just have a little talk with Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, I found it to be so. When I sit down and talk to Jesus, oh, I can run this race that God has set before me, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. Praise our God. You don't have to worry about your feet slipping off. You don't have to worry about it. And don't misunderstand what the Holy Spirit is saying, because all of us are tempted. All of us are tried. But you do not have to fall or yield to temptation.
Amen.
You don't have to every day. There is something the devil is trying to do to each and every one of us, trying to get us off course, trying to get us to the point where we don't have to do this or we may not have to do that. Oh, but you can stand for Almighty God, even in these perilous times in which we live. I'll share this story with you. The other day, I went to the store, and Sister Maria had wanted this purse. And I said, well, I'll stop and get it for her. Just give her a little something to, you know, share and show her how much I love her. And I stopped and I got it. And I picked up a couple other things. But then when I got to her home, I said, oh, darling, they're having a wonderful sale over at TJ Maxx. And I said, because I got all this stuff for only $37.
And I was on my way back, saints, because I thought that was a good sale. And then all of a sudden, the receipt fell out the bag she was had. And Sister Maria said, well, the reason why you got it for that, Mom, she didn't charge you. I said, Lord, have mercy. She said, Mom, you walked out the store. You didn't even pay for it. I said, well, she scanned it across the thing. I said, and so I turned around and we took a picture of it. I didn't want to drag it from her back to me and all that. And I went back to the store afterwards and I walked in and I told the young lady what happened. And I tell you, saints of God, you would have thought it was a new revelation. I thought, she didn't know how, well, what do I do? I said, well, you had to ring it up. Charge me for it, ma'am. Well, let us call the manager. Now, some things are just easy. Just all you have to do. I'm coming back telling you, you didn't charge me, and this is the tag for it. I mean, I don't think many people walk back in the store and say, charge me. But anyways, and then the manager, she's like, what? I said, Lord, have mercy. But that's all right, because I know that was just the enemy trying to make me think, like, forget it, and walk on out the door. No. I told Sister Maria, I got more blessings coming to me for that than that. I have. And then one lady said to me, oh, you're getting your blessings today. I said, I receive blessings every day.
Amen.
Why? Because I serve a God who daily loadeth me. He told me that. He told you that. He daily loads. Even if the enemy wants you to believe you're having a bad day, God is still daily loading you. You understand what I'm saying, saints of God? Oh, there's some days you may get up, and I know brother was saying on Tuesday, he got up and he wasn't feeling well, but God was still blessing him, amen? Oh, he may not have felt well in his body, but he was still being blessed, amen? There's some days you get up and the enemy seems like he's coming in at every, but God is still blessing you, amen? Praise our God. When you think of all his goodness to you, when you sit back and you say, Lord, you know, the enemy's coming at me right now, but I want to think about all the goodness. Oh, the enemy will go away. Why? Because your mind has stayed on God. Your mind didn't go wandering off on something else, but you stayed on the goodness of Almighty God. Amen. And allowed God to work it out for you. Amen?
Amen?
You didn't have to go down and rob the bank. All you had to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord work in your life. Amen. Praise our God. That's how God, we can serve a good God. Amen?
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Let's go back to Romans 10. And let us finish there what he said there, what Paul was saying to the believers there in verse 15. Oh, and this is for the ministry. You know, we have to take this seriously when God has called us to the ministry. He says there in verse 15, and how shall they preach except they be sent? See, not everybody's been sent. And not everybody can preach the word of God as God has said for it to be in the word. He said, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. See, God's saying, how beautiful are them. People are up preaching about prosperity and all these things, but they're not telling you about how to live. He said, and bring glad tidings of good things. You see, God placed the ministry in place for a reason. He placed in place to preach and teach the word of God. We've not been placed here to joke. We've not been placed here to clown around, but we're placed here to sound forth the trumpet. In Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, in verse 17, it says these words to you and I. He said, I set watchmen over you. Oh, that's what God has done. That's how good. See, that's how we're blessed. Our Heavenly Father said, I've set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. God wants us to hearken to the sound of the trumpet. The trumpet is a warning to all of us of the impending danger of becoming lax, becoming slothful in our walk with God, inattentiveness to our walk. The watchmen have been tasked with announcing the calamities that are coming. Saints of God, we're getting ready to go through some things, but we've got to shore up ourselves. We got to make sure, as the psalmist said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin again. Have God's word tucked away in our heart, so that we may know the word of God.
We don't know, with all the fighting and all the unrest in our world and people going after one another, we don't know if they'll come in and try to confiscate our Bibles and try to say, we can't teach this because this, the Word of God teaches against things that are going on into our in our society today. And we're living in such an acceptance society. Everything has to be accepted. If you don't accept it, it's called hate speech. No, it's called what thus saith
Amen.
The Lord. Amen?
Amen.
He said, whatever is so highly esteemed among men is an abomination to God. It's highly esteemed among men, and it goes against God's word. It's an abomination to him. Amen?
Amen.
The trumpet is used as a signal to move people to escape from judgment. And when the trumpet sounds, God's people are expected to listen to the word of God. We are expected to heed the warnings. The sad part about it today, saints of God, many today are refusing to listen. The Bible says they're falling away. Why? Because of false teachers and false prophets. Turn with me to 2 Peter. Praise our God. I trust you came to stay this morning to hear the word of God.
Yeah.
Praise our God. 2 Peter 2, starting with verse 1. And look at what Peter says here. Because Peter was given a warning about false prophets and false teachers. Listen to what he said. He said in this verse 1 of 2 Peter, excuse me, I got the wrong scripture there. He said, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you who privately shall bring in damnable heresy. He said, even denying the Lord that brought them and bring upon themselves swift destruction. We're seeing it right now. People are denying Jesus Christ. They deny that he was the Son of God. They deny the resurrection. They're denying all the things that have to go along with Jesus Christ. He went on to say, and many shall follow their pernicious. And that word pernicious means harmful ways. And we're seeing that today. By reason of whom the way of truth shall be what? Evil spoken of. This right way that God has us living right now is being evil spoken of. Many are saying, well, there's new light. No, it's the same light that Jesus said that he is, that he is the light of the world. His way is the right way. There's no other way to get into the kingdom of God. He said, and through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Oh, they're doing that right now. Oh, with all kinds of fancy words and all kinds of real, they're making merchandise of individuals. He went on to say, for God spared not the angels that sin. Now, let's not understand this. This is not saying the devil was an angel in heaven. No, 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 no. An angel, if you get back in Revelation to begin to read, an angel is a minister of a church. And there are many angels that have fallen from what God has said for them to do. He said, for God spared not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell and deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. You see, this is what's going to happen. When you don't go to heaven, you're going to hell and you're going to be in chains of darkness. There's not going to be no party down in hell. Oh, this is what the devil has. You hear this one statement, the one son of the late Ronald Reagan, he makes, I'm not afraid to burn in hell. Oh, you ought to be. You ought to be. He said, and spare not the old world, but save Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. You see, when Noah was out there building the ark, it wasn't all them running toward it. They weren't running for it. No doubt in my mind when he was building that there was many out there that was asking, what are you doing? What's going on? Oh, but Noah had to do what God said for him to do. Amen? And that's the same today. Many are here. The trumpet is being sound, but many run away from it. Why? Because they have itchy ears. They want to hear what's going on. No, saints of God, we don't want to have those itchy ears. We want to stay with the truth of God's word. He said, in turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. God did that for an example for us, example that's left on record. We don't want to fall like Sodom and Gomorrah.
We don't want to be like it was back then. Amen. Also, reread warning from the Bible as to the times in which you and I are living right now. Turn with me to 2 Timothy. This is a charge that Paul gave to 2 Timothy. You know, our times right now would cause some in the ministry, have caused some in the ministry, I should say. They look around and they say, well, you don't have a lot of people in your church. You don't have this. We need to try to grow. No, we don't have to grow. Jesus has to be the one. Amen. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw him. Oh, he's drawing, folks. Look what he says there. Paul says in this word right here, and this is what Paul said to Timothy. He said, I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. He wanted him to know that he was coming to him because God sent him. And he wanted him to know it was before God Almighty and the Lord Jesus, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. But look at what he told him. He said, preach the word. Be instant. He said, in season, out of season. Praise our God. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. This is what you and I have got to do, saints of God. This is what I have to do, I should say, saints of God. He said, for the time will come when they will not what? Endure sound doctrine. That time is right now. Mm-hmm. People don't want to hear sound doctrine. People want to hear about all the, and then they're in the Bible, all the blessings of God. I just want to hear how God's going to bless me today, how God is going to do this for me. But God wants us to teach sound doctrine. He said, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itchy ears. People are running around because they want to hear something that's going to appease the flesh, that's going to allow them to continue to do the things that they want to do. But the word of God tells us, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. You shouldn't want to be doing what you were doing when you were out there in the world. Amen. You're a new child of God. You're walking in newness of life now that you serve the Lord. I don't want that old Renee. But I want this Sister Renee today, amen? Amen, saints?
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. I don't want that old man. That old man was crucified. Mm-hmm. That old man didn't do me any good. That old man got us, all of us in a lot of trouble, amen?
That's right.
Praise our God. He went on to say there, he said, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But look at what the warning he said. But watch thou in all things. See, this is what we got to do. This is where I listen oftentimes, or I hear Brother Byron say, just we're going to glean a little bit more from the scripture. So we're going to glean just a little bit more from them. He said, but watch thou in all things. Telling you and I to be watchful. And then look at what he said. He said, endure affliction. See, this is where many fall. When many are going through an affliction. When many have something that come up. He said, endure affliction. Saying to God, we got to go through something. You may have something happen to you. You may have to have surgery. You may, whatever may come upon you. But God wants you to endure affliction. Because see, it's within affliction when the enemy's going to come in like a flood and try to make you turn on God. But you've got to endure through that affliction. He said, do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. Got to stay in the word of God. Can't get outside of the word of God. And that affliction there, I know it's talking about me to endure. You know, not everybody's going to like me. Not everybody's going to want to come. That's all right. But I still got to preach the word of God. And it also can be used when we're going through affliction. We've got to endure through that. You got to make sure that when we're going through something, we understand that we're just going to suffer for a little while. That's what the word of God says. He said, after that you've suffered a while, he'll make you perfect. He'll stab you. He'll strengthen. He'll settle you.
That's
amen?
Right.
Praise. And that's the same thing in the ministry. You know, saints of God, people will look around and say, well, you preach the word of God and you don't have a, oh, that's all right. I thank God for the saints that I have. I thank God that I can go sit on a plane and I know saints of God are calling out our name. Amen? I thank God every day I wake up. I don't worry. I know somebody's calling out my name.
Amen.
Amen? And I'm calling out someone's name. Amen? Oh, I thank God to know that. Sister Marie and I were talking about that. We can feel the prayers. You know, I've heard many of the saints say, I can feel the prayers of the saints. That's something to be able to say you can, because the saints are praying. I think the Lord's saints were praying on Tuesday. And we were over here on our knees, and we were down just praying. And I told him, I said, my watch just kept going off because my watch is tied to my phone. And I happened to look over, and we were praying. And I happened to look down at it, and I saw that Sante Willis said, Sister Renee, this is Brother Sante. Can you call me? And I thought, oh, my. I got up and I said to the saints, we have been praying for him, and now he's contacting us. I said, thank the Lord.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Well, we're not going to give up praying on Tuesday. I just say to those of you who may have a day off, come on out. Come on out and get down on your knees with us. Oh, and pray to Almighty God. We need souls to be saved. Sister Carol said it early on and talking about speaking about her family and others. Souls need to be saved. We're in some perilous times right now. Danger is all around each and every one of us. We can't even go to the store without someone being in a disgruntled condition and coming into the store and shooting up the store. You can't even go through a drive-thru. I read the other day where someone was at a drive and climbed through the drive-thru window. These are some perilous times, saints of God. We got to be ready. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, why would God allow us to go through? Oh, we may be caught up in one of these things. We're not there. The towers, the twin towers, when they came down, there probably were many saints of God in those towers, did no wrong. But they perished on that day. We just don't know. But thank God we can have a no-soul salvation. We can be ready to go when Jesus calls us. Amen? And I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I don't want to be getting ready. I want to be ready. I want you to know when I close these eyes, if I go before you go, I want you to know, sister lived her life for the Lord. Amen? You don't have to write nothing else about me. You don't have to say anything about where I went to school, whatever, all that kind of stuff. You can just say, she lived for the Lord. I love the Lord. Oh, and I know you love him too. That's why we're all going to make sure everybody makes it in. And if I'll call you, if I don't see you here, I'm going to reach out to you, and there's no offense. Don't think that I'm checking a no. If I don't see you coming, I'm going to check on you until you tell me don't call you no more. And the reason why is because I have a responsibility. I have a responsibility, as the word of God says, to prepare a people to meet our Lord. And that's what I'm doing, saints of God. It tells me right there in St. Luke, the first chapter, in verse 17, and I'm going to paraphrase here. He said, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. That's my responsibility. And not only for you to be prepared to meet God, but make sure I'm prepared too. There's times I've got to sit down and hear somebody preach to me so that I make sure that I'm ready to meet Almighty God. Amen? Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. We're living in a time right now where we see it's just so easy for people to say, I'm going to quit on God. But that's not an easy way out. Just, I'm going to quit on God. I started out with the Lord, and I just see things aren't the way it ought. No, you can't quit on God. Amen? You don't want to quit on God. Let me put it that way. Because you walk away from God, he tells you. He said, you have seven more devils, seven more spirits. If you can't handle one, how are you going to handle seven more? Amen? That's the word of God. That's the word of God. Look at what it says in Galatians 4, verse 9. He said, but now after that ye have known God, or rather are known of God, how then turn you again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto you desire again to be in bondage? See, when you turn away from God, you're saying, I desire to be back in sin's bondage. I desire to be back under the control of the devil. That's what you're saying. But that's not God's will for our lives. Because see, when you have truly experienced the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ, the Bible says, and you return to your old ways. The word of God says in Hebrews, the 6th chapter, verse 6, it says, you crucify themselves, the Son of God, afresh. See, when you turn away from God and go back on him, you're crucifying Jesus Christ afresh. Why? Because you're saying to the world, you know, this way is not the right way for me. Mm-hmm. Or I don't see nothing in serving the Lord. Oh, but there's a lot in serving God. Yeah. It takes, Brother Levester tells us all the time, it takes time to be holy. Yeah. It takes time to live for the Lord. When you went on your job, you didn't learn it on the first day in the first 5 minutes, amen? But it took time. They gave you a learning curve. And that learning curve may have taken 6 months. They say by this time, around 6 months, you ought to know your job. A 6 month probationary period or a 30-day probation, 90, 120, however they do it. They don't expect you to know it when you walk in the door, amen? And that's the same in serving God. That's why God has a minister. That's why God has the ministry. This ministry is well taught in God's eternal word. Not saying that we've graduated. No, because no one has graduated from the school of Jesus Christ. But we're growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. We help out each other. There's safety in numbers when we come together. Wise counsel God will give. We ask the Holy Spirit to help us. If we don't have if I don't have an understanding, maybe Sister Blake, Brother Byron, one or the other may have an understanding of the word of God. Don't run away from it. Don't run away and say, well, you know, Sister Renee, I didn't understand what that said. I thought you were no. I'm not preaching at anyone. I'm just teaching the word of God because I want you to make it in. Amen. He said, if they shall fall away to renew them again, I'm reading Hebrews 6:6. See, this is important, saints. Now, let me go back to the first verse of Hebrews 6. This is something we need to understand because somebody needs this because the enemy is busy right now. The enemy is trying to get us to doubt God. That's the enemy's job. When you go over there and you read what Peter tells us about our adversary. Adversary means he's a foe. He's not a friend. And the adversary, he's walking around as a roaring lion, walking about seeking. See, he means he's searching out whom he can devour. That's what the enemy's doing. And so you have to be, as they say in the word, are you up on your game? You got to be up on your game with the Lord. You got to know how you serve God. Amen? Amen. He went on to say there in verse 1 of Hebrews 6. He said, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. And every time we say the word perfection, people get upset. I can't. There's nobody perfect. God wants you to perfect your walk with him. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want you to still be doing the same old thing you were doing 6 months ago when the word of God has shown you that that's not of God. You need to stop it. Amen.
Right.
When the word of God says that you know, and you can't come in and say, well, it doesn't specifically. Mm-hmm. No, God's word may not, but Paul said, and such like. Yeah. And such like. All right? So we have to understand that's what God says in his word so that we won't be sitting there waiting for it to say specifically on here, well, you should not do so and so. No. And such like. He went on to say, let us go on to perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of the eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permit. Now listen to verse 4. He said, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened. See, when you've tasted of all of God's goodness, and you've tasted of how good God has been, you've been enlightened. And enlightened means you have received knowledge. You have received understanding and have tasted of the heavenly gift. Oh, God has blessed you. God has given things to you. And we're made partakers of the Holy Ghost. You've been witness that the Holy Spirit of God is guiding and directing you. He said, if they shall fall away to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. When you walk away from God, and people in the world, you've told them, I'm serving the Lord. I'm living for Almighty God now. I don't live that life anymore. And then you turn around and walk away from God. You put him to an open shame. That's what's happening today. The Bible tells us it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. That's why it's important for folks to know this way of salvation is nothing to play with. You cannot make a confession to know God and then turn from God.
You have known of God. It means that you have gone through a process of obtaining knowledge of him. You set up under his word. You've been enlightened enough that you make a confession with your mouth that you are saved. You make a confession to salvation. You see, the devil cannot make your life better than what God can through Jesus Christ. I've not found anything that the devil does to make anyone's life better. Amen?
That's right.
Amen. Salvation in Jesus Christ is life-changing promises. We're told in Romans, the 6th chapter, verse 4, that we will walk in newness of life. But before we can, we must be buried with him by baptism into death. When we give our lives to Christ Jesus, we now live a new life in him. This is why it's important to go on for perfection. This is why it's important for our second work of grace. Justification will keep you walking around in the mindset of, oops, I can't help it. But you got to go on to perfection. You got to go on in the Lord. When you fully put your trust in God and you want to live this Christian life, then you will be baptized. Baptism means that you have died to your old self and now you have been raised to a new life in Christ Jesus. How many know what I'm talking about? Amen?
Yes.
Praise our God. And this new life is one that's been transformed by a new way of thinking, a new way of living, one that is centered around Jesus Christ. Look at how Paul said it in Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 1. He said, I beseech you, meaning I beg you, I'm urging you. He said, therefore, brother, he's speaking to the brethren. He said, by the mercies of God. Oh, and we're living under the mercies of God each and every day. Oh, praise our God that he's got grace and he's got mercy for each and every one of us. He said that you present your bodies, what? A living sacrifice. That's how we're supposed to present these bodies now that we're saved. And look at what he said, holy. And you hear people say, well, why? How can we live holy? The Bible says we are to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Which is what? Your reasonable service for what God has done for you. Our reasonable service for how God sent his son to die on the cross, that we might have a right to the tree of life. Our God is there for us. He didn't leave us out here to wing it on our own, but our God has the Holy Spirit. He's given us the comforter, and the comforter, the word of God says he will guide you into all truth. How many have found that so that the comforter is guiding you into all truth? God didn't leave us down here just to wing it and just to go about and do things on our own. No, God has set things in order. God has everything set up for you and I to be able to live this Christian life. He didn't leave us down here alone. God would have never told us in the word of God that you can live free from sin if it was not possible. God would have never told us in the word of God that you can live holy and righteously in this present world if it was not true according to the word of God. We don't serve a God that lies. Our God is not a God that lies. He's a God of truth. I found him to be so. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. What God said in his word, he meant. And what he meant, he said. And he told us in Isaiah, his word would not return unto him void, but would go forth and serve the purpose for which God has sent it. Praise our God. Stand on the word. He said there in verse 2 of Romans 12. This is what many are having a hard time. He said, and be not conformed to this world. See, many are having a hard time not being conformed to this world. Uh-huh. Many want to accept the things of the world and worldliness. They want to continue to go down that road. But you got to come off that roadway. Yeah. You got to be on the highway to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
And none can walk up there but the pure in heart. That's where you got to be on. Can't be on the broad way. He said, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind's got to be changed. Amen. Now that you're serving God, you've got to have a new mindset. And that mindset has to be Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you. We're told in Philippians, let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. You've got to have now the mindset of Jesus Christ. You can't continue to have that old mindset, that old mind that was thinking on things that were unclean and unworthy. That's the mindset of the old man. But you have to have a new man in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Be ye transformed by the new renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of who? God. Not of Sister Renee. Not of the ministry. You see, when we walk in newness of life, we're being guided by the Holy Spirit. We're being guided in accordance with God's word. And it involves us putting off that old self, putting on the new self, which is created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Amen. Oh, saints of God, Jesus told us in John 8, verse 32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He also said in John 14, 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You see, it is the truth of God's word that sets us spiritually free from the bondage of sin. And this freedom doesn't come about because one says, I believe Jesus. You got to go on past that. Jesus tells us in verse 31 of John 8, he said, if you continue in my words, turn with me there for a moment. I know time is getting away from us. Praise our God. Praise our God. Just hang in there just a little bit.
Amen.
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 Please
Amen.
Hang in there just a little bit. He says there in John 8, I want to go back and read verse 32. He said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And look what it says. He said, they answered him. But I want to go back to verse. I want to get the connection there from verse. Let me go back to verse 28. He said, then said Jesus unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. Oh, praise our God. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. As he spake these words, many believed on him. He went on to say, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word. See, that's the important part there. You got to continue in the word of God. Then are ye my disciples indeed. You can't, and I believe it was Sister Blake, you can't just get saved and not continue to serve God and you read God's word. You can't get saved and think that you can get one or two scriptures a day and that's all. And that's enough word for you. No, it takes time to be whole. You got to read God's word. You got to study God's word. You got to get into it. He went on to say there, he said in verse 30, and he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. See, it's the truth that makes us free. Amen. The truth of God's gospel, it frees us from the yoke of bondage. Oh, there's nothing more precious, saints of God, than I found in the word of God. Amen. Praise our God, because the word is Jesus. Amen. He's precious to our soul. Look at what it says in Proverbs 23, what it tells us in the 23rd verse of Proverbs 23. It tells us to buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. My. Let us understand what Solomon is saying and what he's not saying. He's not saying to us that the word of God is for sale. You can't buy truth like a commodity. What Solomon is telling us is that we ought to highly value this truth that we're getting, saints, because he is not out there in a lot of places. We ought to highly value it, that we're able to read it and to study it. And we ought to be never willing to depart from God's word. God wants our whole hearts put into serving him. There's a song we sing, I put my whole heart in his service, and I do all he asks of me. I mean to live holy and blameless. A Christian indeed will I be. Amen. Praise that God wants our whole heart, saints of God. He does not want us dividing our hearts between him and the world. He doesn't want us making this, well, I think I can go do this over here. God won't mind. No. Don't go over there. The word of God, if you have the Spirit of God working in you, the Spirit of God will tell you what's right and what's wrong. Uh-huh. The Spirit of God will let you, and someone has already said this before, where Sister Holmes has said, she asked the Spirit, should I go to the store today or should I go here? The Spirit of God will guide you. He'll let you know where you need to go. Our God is able. Amen. Jesus also told us we can't serve two masters. God will either have our whole heart or he'll have none of it. Solomon also talked about wisdom in this scripture. You see, we are seeing in our day and time that people do not have sound judgment. People don't have wisdom either. Wisdom is ability to be able to correctly apply truth, be able to apply knowledge, experience, insight, or even just common sense. People don't even have common sense in our day and time. That's the time in which we're living right. We're not teaching our children common sense. Our children don't know how to be able to judge between right and wrong. They don't have the ability right now because we're not teaching them the things that they ought to. You see, the buying of truth involves effort and sacrifice. We got to sacrifice some things. We got to do take some effort to serve the Lord. When I worked, I'd put all in for my work. And that's the same effort I got to put in for serving God. Got to get up and read and study his word. Even when you may get up and the enemy is trying so hard to keep you from it, you get up. I heard Brother Byron say before he goes down to prayer, he just grabs up a whole bunch of Kleenexes and he goes down there because he said he knows he's going to have to use them. Praise God. You got to get before God, amen? That's like the saints that come in on Tuesday. They don't rush in here and rush out. They sit around, they pray, and everyone is able to pray. If you want to pray, you can pray. Some bring lists. They have names. And that's all right. Bring them. Because we're praying for souls. And those of you that are not here, I want you to know we're praying for your family. We're calling them out too. Calling them out. And we know God is working.
Amen.
Amen. If you're wise, you'll do whatever it takes to gain truth. If you're wise, you'll do whatever it takes to gain wisdom and knowledge and God of God. Praise our God and insight. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 16, verse 16. Listen to what it says there. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold? People want all these gold jewelry, gold teeth, gold this. But look what it says. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold? You don't need no gold teeth. You just need wisdom. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And if you had wisdom, you wouldn't be putting gold teeth in.
Amen.
Maybe.
Amen.
Praise God. He said, and to get understanding, rather to be chosen than silver. Praise our God.
Mm-hmm.
Solomon is advising us here, those of us who are wise, to get truth. And when we get this truth, keep the truth. Don't exchange truth for anything else. Don't try to swap it out like you're going to. No, no, no. Stand on the truth of God's word. As we said earlier, Jesus says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. We're going to go to one more scripture, and then we're going to close out. Because I think it's important, saints of God. In Romans, the first chapter, turn with me there just for a moment. And I know we know this scripture quite well. We'll probably bring back the rest of it. The Lord bless. Amen? So you know, Lord willing, next Sunday it'll be the part four. But that's all right. And then on the 17th, Brother Allen will be here. And if we have to come back after that, we'll just have to come back after that. Amen? Praise God. But look at what Paul says here. See, Paul was warning that godless people have foolishly exchanged the truth of God's word for a lie. Look at what he said here in verse 18. He said, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold, meaning they suppress the truth in unrighteousness. That's what we're seeing today. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. You see, people are not going to be able to get into judgment and blame anyone else because why? God has showed you truth. God has showed you the word of God. He said, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. You can see it as you're driving up and down the street, when you're flying in the airplane. Oh, you look down and see all those beautiful clouds below you. I mean, you're above the clouds. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Praise our God. I was looking out there yesterday. I said to Sister Melson, look at these beautiful clouds. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without what? Excuse. You're not going to be able to stand in the judgment and talk to God about anything. You're not going to be able to get up there and I'm going to plead my case or plead the fifth. No, the judgment day is going to be depart or come. That's all it's going to be. Jesus is not going to allow you. Don't have no time. At that point in time, it is all over with. As Brother Byrene has said to us, there were two thieves there on the cross with Jesus Christ. And the one thief asked Jesus to remember him in paradise. Oh, but Jesus let him know, I've got to save you now. It's not when you're in paradise, because see, if you die in your sins, where I am, you cannot come. So Jesus had to save him right then. Right now is when we need to be saved. You can't get to the judgment when Jesus comes back and then say, I'm going to make it right. No, right now is when you have the opportunity to make it right with him.
Amen.
He said, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not. Not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts was darkened. People right now have become vain in their imagination. They're imagining all kinds of fear, all kinds of things going on. He said, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. So you may have some worldly wisdom, but you may be fools in the eyes of Almighty God. He said, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. I know, saints of God, we just can't read through this and not break these down. Amen? All right, we'll read them, but Lord willing, we'll bring them back. Amen?
Amen?
He said, wherefore God also gave them up to what unclean. See, God gave them to that. Saints of God, a lot of times we'll say, well, you know, Sister Renee, why are they like they are? The Bible tells us right here, God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts. See, you wanted it so bad that God gave it to you to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. See, when God said, I made you a male, you said, no, I'm a female. You are turning the truth of God into a lie. So God's going to allow you to believe that lie, and then you'll be damned in hell. That's what the word of God is saying. And that's what's happening right now. People are turning away from God, turning away from the truth of God's word, and they are believing a lie. Then it goes in verse 26, says, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust, one toward another, man with man, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. God gave them over to it. You didn't want to retain God in your knowledge. When you tell God, I don't want to go your way, I don't want to do what thus saith the Lord, then God said right there, I'm going to give you over to what you want. Then look at what verse 29 says. Being filled with all unrighteousness. Then when you turned over to it, you're filled with all unrighteousness. You don't see anything wrong with anything you do. Fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder. Are these things out in the world today?
Yeah.
Debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. We're living in a time where people are inventing things that are killing folks. Amen?
Yeah.
And now we're allowed, I believe it is it today, on the 7th of December, people are allowed, they're going to be able to have so much marijuana or pot, whatever it's called. Many of them are already doing it right now.
Yeah.
Now they're going to legalize it so you can do it. Amen? You can go in your own basement and have trees growing and all kinds of things. So when you look over at your neighbor's house and you see a light on under there and that night, that means that they may be in there brewing something. Amen? He said, without understanding. Oh, let me go back. I think I missed disobedient to parents. Oh, did I miss backbiters? Okay, backbiters. Haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters. Inventors of evil things. Vaping. Now they're saying this vaping is causing folks cancer, and people are out there because they can get a big old puff of smoke. Disobedient to parents. Without understanding. Covenant breakers. without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. Oh, and we're living in a time where people are not merciful at all. And then look at what it said in verse 32, who know in the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do. If you've got pleasure in people doing these things, God said, you're worthy of death too. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the word of God. Thanks to God. We'll come back. Lord willing.
Praise God.
Amen? Amen? God bless you is my prayer.
Amen.
God bless you is my prayer.
Amen.
God bless you,
my
prayer.
My Lord.
Oh,
Lord bless.
My Lord, my Lord. Thank God for his word. For his precious, precious word. Amen. I thank God for this word, the subject of heaven, the believer's hope. But in order to know how to have hope, we have to know those things that we have to be vigilant about, those things that would seek to take away our hope, those things that would seek to have us give up our great salvation and lose our hope. So we thank God, even the passage in Romans, that first chapter that we were reading right there at the end that we're going to bring back. I thank God that it's coming back. Because if we're going to make heaven our home, then we have to know, we have to be warned about those things that would try to turn us around, those things that would interrupt our walk with the Lord, those things that would try to pull us down. And so we thank God for this precious, precious word. And the scripture that was one scripture that Pastor gave in Luke 16:15, and a portion of that scripture that said that, and we think about the day and time that we are in right now, and the things that the world values, the things that they celebrate, the things that they'll pay for, they'll put out there on social media, the things that they make their hero, or the things that they worship, or the people that they make their heroes. But in Luke 16:15, the last portion of that scripture, as Pastor said, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. And surely we don't want to be connected in or bound to those things that are an abomination in the sight of God. Because if we make those things our hope, then heaven, we've just abolished our hope for heaven. Because we cannot serve God and mammon.
That's right.
We cannot be. We want our focus to be on heaven and those things that will not destroy our hope. So thank God for this message today, and thank God for the messenger.
Amen, amen.
Shall we stand in the worship of the Lord? We will turn to number 474. Wherever he leads, I'll go. Amen. This kind of goes back to the series of messages that Pastor preached about following Jesus. Wherever, and if we follow Jesus, then we have a hope. We have a hope of heaven. But if we're not willing to follow, then we'll be following the other fella.
Mm-hmm.
And I have never heard anyone say that I have a hope in hell,
mm-hmm.
or I have a hope for hell, regardless,
mm-hmm.
regardless to what Ronald Reagan's son said. You know, I'm an atheist, not afraid to burn in hell. He's not there yet.
That's right.
I know
that
if that's where he ends up, he's going to change his tune.
He'll wish.
That's right.
But it'll be too late.
That's right. It will be too late. Mm-hmm. Lost forever. So wherever he leads, I'll go. We're talking about our Lord. Amen.
Take up thy cross and follow me. I heard my master say, I gave my life to ransom thee.
He drew me closer to his side. I sought his will to know. And in that will I now abide. Wherever he leads, I'll go.
March around it. Jesus said in his word, take up thy cross and follow me.
Mm-hmm.
And this song poet said, I heard my master say. And Jesus went on to say, I gave my life to ransom thee.
Yeah.
Surrender your all today. We can't surrender just part of our life to him. Jesus has made the invitation. Even that verse 2, he drew me closer to his side. I sought his will to know. But in order to abide in him, we've got to come and we've got to mean business for him. We want to know his will for our life. We want to obey all that his word says. And that chorus says, wherever he leads, I'll go. And that's, if we're singing that, we have to actually mean that.
That's right.
Because if we don't mean it, then we're singing a lie.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to sing a lie. We don't want to promise the Lord something that we really don't want to do in
Amen.
Our heart.
Amen.
And that the last part of that chorus said, I'll follow my Christ. Is he your Christ?
Amen.
If you surrender to him, if you're obeying him, if you are following him, then you can say, my Christ. But if you're not obeying him and abiding in him and dwelling in him, you can't say, my Christ.
Right.
He died on a cross for the sins of the world, but we have to take him. We have to take that offer that he made. It's like we said in the Sunday school lesson. The children of Israel, God promised, way back with Abraham, God promised that he would give them that land, to give the land to Abraham and to his seed, but they had to take it. The scripture we read said, everywhere, all the ground that the soles of your feet shall tread upon. And we were saying in our class, they couldn't just cross the Jordan River and just stand there and say, well, here we are. After 40 long years, here we are, and not obey what God's word says. They had to take the land, even as Brother Byron brought out in a Sunday school lesson. Jesus Christ died on the cross, but if we don't take him as our Savior and obey his word and abide in him, it will not avail anything in our lives. That's not salvation. We have to abide in him. And wherever he leads, I'll go. I'll follow my Christ who loves me so. Wherever he leads, I'll go. Is there anyone? Is there anyone who doesn't know the Lord? Young, old, in between, that would come to an altar? Is there anyone who wants to get closer to the Lord?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Nearer, still nearer. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. So if we're singing this song, wherever he leads, I'll go. That's getting nearer to the Lord. Amen. Amen. We'll sing that last verse.
Amen.
My heart, my life, my all I bring to Christ who loves me so. He is my master, Lord and King. Wherever he leads, I'll go. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for those that came to the altar. And truly thank God for the message today. Thank God for the messenger. And truly thank God for each and every one of us being here today to hear from God and hear that and have an understanding that it is a sincere way. It's a sincere way. When the Lord tells us to take up his cross or take up our cross and follow him, that means we have to understand what it means to take up a cross and follow him.
Amen, brother.
And it says if you go back on that, you crucify him afresh.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to read in the Word of God what all he went through back then.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that all over to him again
mm-hmm.
in yourself,
mm-hmm.
in yourself mm-hmm. when you deny him.
Mm-hmm.
Just like putting him up there yourself. That's what he's saying. You crucify
yeah.
him yourself, afresh
yeah.
yourself. So that means you personally have put the nails, put the crown, spit on him, done all those things all over again, afresh, anew. But he's still up there pleading for each and every one of us
yes,
at the right hand of the Father.
Yes.
And he's taking that abuse still because he sees those that are denying him afresh throughout this world. So really, truly thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I believe the prayer was already offered. Thank the Lord for all of you. Anyone have a testimony that came to the altar? Sister India? Yeah. Be free.
I want them to remember Christ. If I can't provide anything else, I know what you guys told me. Christ is, but it's important.
Mm-hmm.
If you have Christ, you have everything.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. I have this up, I have this down, but you know what? Through it all, I always get some things and I always God has loaded me, and I said it at work with so many benefits. How could I not? So anybody that's connected to me and wants to be around me, I want them to know who he is.
Amen.
Because he is real, and he is going to be right there with us as long as you stop, give him the time, and give him the moment to listen to it. And I just want to thank you. So you get a special prayer for her mother is going through some things, and her mother is my friend, and I talk really positive, and I really talk positive, because you know what, the tongue lies between the deaf. I've read that in the Bible, and how can I be just in my shell and don't say nothing? I know what God can do, so that's why I come, and that's why I labor, and that's why I believe, and no matter what. And I just want to thank the church so much because we have a beautiful congregation to go to. And these kids, when I'm gone, these kids will never forget that. So I just want to thank you for your prayers and your work. And just thank you for just being there. And thank you, Lord, just for accepting us and once again having us in the plan. And this is beautiful. I have never had a life this beautiful. And I mean it. No matter what I don't have, what I got, I have life. I have myself. I am living. I am breathing. I have my organs. I could pull out right now and go get some of you. How glorious is God is that?
Amen.
Thank the Lord for you. Thank the Lord for you. And what you're instilling in those children will stay with them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So keep on. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Any others before we have a word of prayer?
No,
no, you're okay. Sister Lauren Singh.
Good.
In the meantime, I'm going to go home and read and study up with. He's blessing us to teach us, to preach and teach to us. There was a lot in here. And I just pray that I go to the room to open my understanding.
Amen.
And I also want to thank the Lord because when I asked for healing, asked to pray for me that last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I thank the Lord. Sister Jenkins texted me and I called her and she asked me how I was doing and I was just waiting to her. When I came in on Tuesday, I got even more blessings. Just a prayer handed me from Linden. The Lord blessed that Linden and I'm hoping that I'm moving and getting up for a reason. And I thank the Lord for Sister Carol. I thank the Lord for the church. I have to put a hand that humble heart and willing to help others.
Amen. 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 Truly, thank God. Thank God. Amen. All right. Be free. Go right ahead.
I just like to thank the Lord, you know, for waking me up this morning.
Amen. Testimony, and thank you for giving God thanks. He said all men ought to give God thanks.
Amen.
So give God thanks for all that you have. All blessings are from God.
Amen.
All blessings are from God. Amen. Your children you spoke of that you got to see, those came from God. They didn't come from no one else. Amen. They came from God. Amen. And thank the Lord. Well, let us look to the Lord in prayer and get ready to close out. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, stand if you're able. We truly want to say thank you as we approach your throne and as you have given us your word. You have spoken to us from the very word of God and from the very truth of your word. And we truly want to say thank you. And we thank you for all those that have gathered here this day in the house of God. And we ask that you remember each and every one of them in a special way as they have sat under your voice this day, each and every one of us. Let us be mindful of your words. Let us be mindful of the things that you have spoken unto us this day. And let us go this day and not forget the things that you have spoken unto us. So we ask that thou would bless each and every one of us. Allow your spirit to with us and in us, those that are able to receive him and guide and direct us into all truth and understanding. We're thankful for Mr. Dalton being here. We're thankful for his testimony.
Amen.
And we pray that, as he
Amen.
Said, remember him in prayer. We want to remember him and his loved ones in prayer.
Amen.
Continue to bless him. Continue
Amen.
To keep him encouraged. As he said, he's working things out, but let him know you already know all things and have them worked out already through Jesus Christ. So have thine own divine way in his life. And likewise, Sister India, we're thankful for her faithfulness and bringing her children to the altar and her looking up to thee and what you said in your word, suffer the little children that come unto me. For such is the kingdom of God. So bless her in her faithfulness. And we ask that thou remember her in a special way. And likewise, Sister Lawrencing, we're thankful for her. We're thankful for her faithfulness. And we're thankful for her testimony. As she said, you have blessed her in many ways. And she's thankful for the saints that brings her things and has brought her something to strengthen her body, encourage her, and give her some movement and different things. So we're thankful that you've touched her and blessed her and seen her through. Now, we're truly thankful for the word that you gave Minister Jenkins. We're thankful for her faithfulness. We're thankful for the strength and the authority that we heard coming from her through your word and how she's concerned about the souls of men. And we ask that thou would continue to bless her and strengthen her and lift her up. Allow her to know, as even you told Joshua, be thou very courageous and be obedient in the things that Moses had taught you, all according to the law. So we say, allow her to be strengthened in your spirit according to all the things he is guiding her in and understanding, that we may receive that understanding as well. Now have thine own divine way. We're thankful for each and every one that's here and under the sound of our voice. We ask that thou would bless us, guide and direct us, and see us through. For Christ's sake is our prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You got that. All good.